mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It's April 15th, 2009. This is the day that tens of millions of Americans go into their post offices and mail a check to the private run-for-profit collection agency for the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve banking scam. And, of course, most Americans don't even realize this because withholding was set up by Milton Friedman back in the late 1940s, well, it actually started during World War II, they figured out, hey, people aren't paying this new income tax. They're refusing to go along with it. What we'll do is we'll just take it out of their paycheck and make their employers be indentured servants for us. And we won't even need to hire any feds to enforce it. We'll just arrest employers if they won't carry this out. And, of course, today they give waivers to the employers, basically ignore it. To where the illegal aliens don't have to pay the taxes. And then there's a waiver in the $787 million stimulus package to where they can give stimulus package money to illegal aliens. It's just all a complete fraud and a joke. So that's what's going on right now. We have the private bankers not content to control this nation, to use this nation as their military arm. The United States, more than half the world's defense expenditures to enforce for the global cartel known as the New World Order. But they're not content with that. Now they want to go ahead and just butcher the nation financially completely, reduce it down to nothing so they can consolidate their power to an even greater level. Now we're going to do something different today. A note to stations out there. Tom Hartman is a syndicated radio host on many, quote, progressive and liberal stations around the country and on the remnant of what is George Soros' Air America. And we're going to be simulcasting with him for an hour today. In fact, they wanted to do an hour, and then somehow somebody decided we'd only do 30 minutes with them. I want to be sure and make sure that directive I gave that I do want to go ahead and do the full hour with them if it's not too late today. So they think we're doing that. Have we called and confirmed that? Because last I checked, we told them, no, we're only doing 30 minutes. Okay, so we're doing an hour with them. A note to stations. Can I have that clock as soon as possible so I can tell stations on air about it? Local breaks that are belong to the local stations, those will be at the regular times. But the 5 after to 8 after, the 30 after, to the 33 after, but they go to 35, so you'll have an extra 2 minutes. Enjoy yourselves. But the two floating network breaks, those are going to move. We're going to just kind of conform to Hartman's breaks. I just wanted to confirm, because I forgot to ask you before, airtime, they'd want to do a full hour, and for some reason we told them we could only do 30. We're doing a full hour, right?
Okay.
Great, and then you guys are going down to the Tea Party that's been hijacked by Glenn Beck. Down in San Antonio, supposedly going to be thousands. So we'll get a report from you at the end of the show. Thank you so much, sir. We're deploying some of the crew down there. Jason Burmes is going. Rob Dube, Aaron Dykes, and Rob Jacobson. And we're just going down there to show the grassroots people standing up to tyranny. And we're going to hand out some of the full reports, 50-something pages. He's printed up a whole bunch of them. Looks like a print shop back there of civilian inmate labor camp program, the already operating system of having U.S. citizens in camps. Walter Reddy, committeesforsafety.org, he's honchoing the promise to not confiscate the guns, the Oath Keepers. That's coming up this weekend in Lexington in Massachusetts. Big show today, ton of important news. Tell you about it when we get back. Stay with us.
Did you
you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A lot of you out there, are upset today. Those of you that actually own your own businesses, as you mail probably 45, 50% of what you earn, because they've gotten rid of most of the exemptions, the way the TurboTax works, the way the CPAs operate. In the last couple of years, they passed federal laws where the CPAs are entirely indentured servants of the federal government, and are there to actually make sure you don't get all the exemptions. So a lot of people are paying 50, 60% in taxes, just the feds. It's not really a 35 or 40% tax bracket, like they say. And if you think things are bad now in this economy, wait till next year with Barack Obama's massive tax increases on anybody making over $125,000 a piece. He played that accounting trick and said, well, if you're making $250,000 a year, you're going to have a tax increase. But really, that's people making over $125,000, and they're getting rid of the property tax exemption. They're getting rid of a bunch of other exemptions. So get ready. Get ready, because the private international banks that rule our planet and are openly setting up world government publicly are saying they want global tax rates raised, and that's the whole point of the New World Order, is so that they, through IMF and World Bank loans, can get control of nations, but also so they can tax the wealthy nations to fund their operation. And then they go in with global regulators, and if a third world country or the United States or anybody else doesn't follow orders, huge sanctions and trade blockades are put on them. And if that doesn't work, revolutions are financed inside the country to overthrow the nation, hand it over to the bankers. And if that doesn't work, they'll claim you got WMDs and come in and attack you like Serbia or Iraq. Or if you got opium they want, they'll stage terror attacks on their own countries and then claim that cavemen did it and take over Afghanistan to get the opium. So as bad as a lot of people think this is nothing compared to the cashless society enslavement system that the Pentagon has designed openly. And it's the body scanning systems at the airports, and it's the face scanning cameras on street corners, and it's your digital photo and your driver's license for the national and world ID agreements they've signed. Your local driver's license is a world ID. That's public. And they're just integrating a surveillance system, and they're having fake conservative groups push a national sales tax, a consumption tax, and they're saying, oh, don't worry, it'll be graduated. If you're under $20,000 a year or $15,000 a year, depending on the plans, you'll pay no tax, but you've got to swipe your ID card at the time of purchase to make sure you're really in that bracket. And then it marks up what you buy, where you buy it, how much money you spent to, quote, stop a black market. And, oh, this shows you bought $30,000 worth of stuff, but you claim you're in a $25,000 sales tax bracket. And then they're going to say they're getting rid of the income tax. They're going to rename it. I discovered this 12 years ago. They had big foundations funding it. That's why they have fake neocons on radio push it. And then they're going to call it the Social Security tax. And they're going to say, oh, everybody pays a flat Social Security tax of 10 or 12%. So no more confusing IRS. It's going to be great. But you're going to have this sales tax, and it's going to be a world sales tax. It's being introduced as a national sales tax, but it's standardized everywhere. And then there'll be added taxes if what you're buying isn't green friendly or if it has a big carbon footprint. This is all being introduced right now. Advertised as conservative, of course. And so you think it's bad now? You haven't seen anything. And as they bankrupt the entire world economy, most people are now going to be on government jobs. That is, even if you work for a private corporation, it's going to have government contracts. And so you'll have to swipe that national ID card every day to clock in and clock out. That's all being proposed by Homeland Security and being standardized and being set up as well right now. Every internet company, including small server companies, will have NSA hubs in them. That's all publicly been announced. The head of cybersecurity a month ago resigned, saying it was a total Pentagon takeover of every major internet or telecommunications business. It's an expansion of the Telecommunications Act of 96 that took over all the phone companies. So NSA has entire floors at all those facilities. And so this grid of control where all your cars are to have satellite tracking by the mile and tax you. All cell phone already track you and control you and watch what you're doing, and they can dial in through the emergency management centers regionally. They're even giving the local cops this power now to dial in and listen to you physically on your cell phone audibly and also track everywhere you are down to 3 feet. And this is all going to be a tax grid. New York's taxing 20% of your phone bill as tax. Other states are now adopting. Every state will implement at the state level, but federally controlled and standardized. They will tax you through that. That's openly being announced. I told you about it 10 years ago in federal documents. Now it's mainstream news. And it goes on and on and on. And if you go out and protest it, some national syndicated radio shows, the Associated Press, Fox News, Washington Times, they all called Homeland Security. These stories are all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to go read them. If I have time later, I'm going to play some of the clips when our guest is on the show with us, Walter Reddy, who's involved in some of the Tea Parties and other things. But it's just incredible, the level of tyranny. It staggers the mind. It It staggers me. Dumbfounded. Anyways, they got Homeland Security on the radio, and they got Homeland Security in the newspapers, and they said, yeah, basically, we are spying on the Tea Parties. And we're spying on liberal groups, anybody, churches that say they're going to have community soup kitchens are spying on. That's been admitted. I mean, look, you don't do anything but watch television on your digital cable box that's tracking everything you do, everything you watch. That goes right back to the feds, admittedly. So even if you're doing that, you're being watched. Listen, if all you do is go to baseball games and football games and take Prozac and drink lots of fluoride water and pay all your taxes, you're being watched. Okay? Because they're gauging how to control you and how to get you to accept more tyranny and control. And the UN, the Club of Rome, the CFR, the Ministry of Defense in England, the Pentagon in the U.S., it's all on record in public stated documents, biological diversity assessments, Pentagon reports. We've published them all, republished them, posted them. Their goal is to get a total control grid in where you all live like prisoners, and then they're going to kill us. Now, I'm sorry to have to report that to you, but the best place that was ever laid out was Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, in 1999, April issue, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Wired Magazine. And he says, look, I went to a big top IT meeting of 200 top IT owners and scientists. Kurzweil was there. They were all there. And he said they openly discussed how the public is going to be eliminated. Now, I mean, I'm sorry that's scary. And I don't blame you for wanting to live in denial and say, man, this Alex guy's whacked out. No, I'm not the whacked out one saying this. My film Endgame covers it. That's the big dirty secret. And it isn't a secret. So I'm going to tell you, police, military, all of you. They already take the military every week and give the troops shots and they die. And the military just says, oh, they died of the flu. The ongoing chemical biological testing is ongoing. And the police know this. That's why they refused en masse to a man almost. The LA Times reported 99.9%. They ordered 14 million first responders, nurses, doctors, city workers, county workers, police, firemen, on and on and on, to take the smallpox shot in 2003, and 4,000 took it, and a bunch of them died. And that was in mainstream news. Health and Human Services head wouldn't take it. So you know deep down I'm telling you the truth. So I'm sorry reality's scary. But an incremental slave grid is going into place, and we're all deader than a hammer if we continue to let them put the next phase in, the next phase after that. We are two phases away from drone aircraft flying over every U.S. city and nerve gassing every last one of us. And they'll be on the news saying, stay indoors, put tape on your doors, put plastic up. They're already training you how to sit there and die. The government's trying to help you. And then fires are going to break out. The cities are going to burn. And look, I'm not just saying this. I know the enemy's mind, okay? And so you can sit there. You can attack me all day. Because I know the ball games are alluring. I know the topless bars are alluring. I know the sewing circles are alluring for women out there. You know, the modern sewing circles, going out to bars together, getting your toenails painted, running around having fun. But because you've been running around having fun, deciding 50 million dead babies was no big deal, and deciding 1,300,000 dead Iraqis was no big deal, you were all offered your own brand of evil, and you bought into it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to be vindicated when they have their controlled bioweapons releases. When they have those and it kills a few hundred thousand and then a few million and then, oh, a few years later, 100 million, the public is going to, most of them are going to grovel and beg and do whatever they're told, being promised they'll be safe. They'll line up and take every experimental shot and people will die in mass and the media will practice the process of putting it out there that people are dying like it's no big deal, like they're doing with MMR and HPV and all the other shots killing people deader than a hammer. This is all being tested and war gamed. All right, I'll cover big news when we get back. Stay with us.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Every time I'm laying down to go to sleep at night, I wake up in the morning, I'm in the shower, I'm jogging, I'm holding one of my children on my knee, and I just think about the listeners out there and how great you are and how you've spread the word and all the good you've done and the amount of change we have affected for good, for transparency, for truth. But then I think about all the people that laugh and giggle who think I'm making this stuff up. Folks, I'm not making this stuff up. A lot of people think I enjoy my success reaching millions of people. How do you enjoy having success doing a very dangerous job that's a dirty business? I mean, I do have the happiness and the enjoyment and the satisfaction of being somewhat effective. But frankly, things are so desperate that that most of the time I am just burning with anger at myself that I can't even articulate the full picture, the full horror of what I know. And the level of denial, I mean, how many things have we been right about? This weekend, it was on a few little message boards. We put it up on Infowars.com. It's where it major league breaks. In the last 2-3 days, it becomes national news on Fox, CNN. You know, gun owners are number one terror threat to government. And that's what the document says. And I'm glad a lot of mainstream news articles have gotten the headline right, because that's what it is. And there's still people on Infowars.com, the original story written Sunday by Kurt Nemo and myself. And they're in there right now denying it's real. Now, those have got to be operatives. 3 days after it's admitted to be real and Homeland Security's in the news saying it's their document, I called Homeland Security and they admitted it was theirs. And there's people in there saying I'm a liar. That can't be dumbos. Or maybe it can. I go on radio shows as a guest and they laugh at me and say there's no new world order, even when they're openly announcing it on the news. Or they say, oh yeah, there's a new world order, but that just means a change in global policies. No, the globalists have written hundreds of books and policy papers. They say a new world order means a bank of the world owned by private banks that controls currencies and taxes and interest rates and has an army and a court. And our Supreme Court saying they follow the orders of The Hague now. That's USA Today bragging. You know, saying, isn't it good we follow the UN's orders now? This is happening. George Bush signed back on to UNESCO. You know what that means under the UN? All those treaty agreements that everything in our schools and colleges be designed by the UN and government and private corporations and the sensitivity training, the brainwashing to turn everybody against each other in the name of unity. They're making fifth graders in the U.S. and England and Australia and Germany. It's all the same. It's global. Tattle on their parents and learn about homosexual sex. They shouldn't be learning about heterosexual or homosexual. They're innocent. But in the name of teaching them about anti-suicide, suicide goes way up because they teach fourth graders how to hang themselves. Don't do this. Don't tie a tourniquet around your neck and tie it onto something high and jump off a chair. And then suddenly you got third graders having sex with each other. Suddenly you got fourth graders hanging themselves. The globalists know that actually causes them to have sex, causes them to commit suicide when you teach them about it. They're sick freaks, folks. I've got all these CPS documents and even mainstream reports. I can't believe they even admit it, but it continues how they're paid federal bounties on every child they kidnap. That tears my guts out. That freaks me out. And so, you know, I got to be cool when I'm at home. I got to relax. I got to somehow try to get my mind off this a few hours a day. And if there is some beautiful blue sky turning into evening and I see stars winking into view and the moon and little swallows nesting in the eaves of our house with their little gold bellies and beautiful blue feathers, and I just start thinking, oh, I want to go camping by a river. I want to go spend 2 weeks. I want to go plant a garden. I want to walk around with my feet in the mud. I want to go to the beach. I want to forget about all this, but I can't because I know it's real. And if I go to the beach or I go camping, I would dearly love to take a cruise from New York City to England and back again. You know, things like that. I'll never get to do that. I'll never get to go to a baseball game and get some popcorn and a hot dog because I can't. Because I know that half the corn syrup products have high levels of mercury in them by design, Washington Post. I can't even sit there and drink a Coke. I can't eat a hot dog. I know it's got a bunch of prions in it. I know that tyranny's coming down on me 100 miles an hour, so I can't live in denial. I know why a lot of you want to live in denial. I know why a lot of you want to just ignore what's happening because you want to have a life. But I'm telling you, if you don't stand up now, we're going to lose everything. I'm going to come back, hit the bird flu news, the economy news, the Tea Party news, the taxing news, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
And disinformation Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., right here on the GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, let me just run through some of the news headlines here. I just want people out there to understand that if you'll just investigate the claims we're making, no matter how insane they sound, it's true. Okay, here is some of the news I have. We are watching the bird flu situation very, very closely. And there is no doubt that bird flu is a weaponized zoological bioweapon produced by Western intelligence. And even mainstream news in China has come out with that analysis. Major medical institutions have looked at it and say it looks like it's been engineered. We know the Pentagon a decade ago went to the North Pole areas, Arctic areas, and dug up dead whalers and permafrost that had died of the Spanish flu 1918, itself a bioweapon, and started out on U.S. military bases. I've gone back and gotten the old newsreels. That had been a manipulated bioweapon. Of course, the government still had it. They're just acting like they've resurrected it out of the permafrost. If you read the UN documents and other ones, they talk about using a worldwide superflu to wipe out the population. An airborne Ebola would kill 90% of those that came in contact. An airborne bird flu would kill roughly 90% of those that came in contact with it. And then we confirmed a month and a half ago that Baxter Pharmaceutical, also involved in shipping live HIV and hepatitis in vaccines around the world. That's mainstream news, New York Times. Just Google Baxter HIV and you'll get New York Times. And again, they just put this out in plain view like it's no big deal. You'll find New York Times articles from 1999 as the first one. But it's the same companies, Baxter, Bayer, a few others over and over again. And they ship it out to 18 countries. They order it mixed in with regular flu vaccine, live flu. It's mixed up in big batches. And at one sub-lab in the Czech Republic, they test the flu vaccine. Because if it makes a ferret sick, then they didn't radiate it properly. Well, this has been unradiated. They gave it to ferrets, and this has been in Bloomberg, you name it. They gave it to ferrets, and the ferrets died. And they said, whoa, we better test this. And they went, oh, my gosh, the most deadly strain of bird flu that kills 90% of humans that get it has been mixed in with this, and it had been mixed in 18 countries at multiple labs. Now, this is happening simultaneously, and I've got the London Telegraph, AP, Reuters, literally hundreds of mainstream news articles. You can Google health workers arrested, health workers tried, homeless die from bird flu shot. You can read all the articles. For those that want to look at what we're talking about, and they state that the health workers were paid by unnamed pharmaceutical companies and that they gave the homeless the shots, and at one homeless facility, 220-something were given it, and 21 died. The others almost died. And that's, remember, the government whitewashing. Now, that's one homeless shelter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the news studiously will not say what company. Why haven't the companies been indicted? Why are they just arresting the health workers who are on record saying, look, we were lied to by Big Pharma and told this was an experiment, but that it wasn't lethal, and give it to the homeless. Now, that's in the news articles. Now, we suddenly got bird flu popping up in Africa, popping up in the Philippines, popping up in Egypt, but also in central areas of Africa, not just up there in the northeast. We got all sorts of stuff going on. We got bird flu popping up all over the United States and Canada. A serious situation. This didn't just show up over here. Now, everybody's running around hyperventilating. We're about day five into all the hyperventilating over an internet clip of a caller to a radio show with no evidence claiming that truck drivers are going down missile silos with missiles loaded with bird flu, but then they don't know it's bird flu, and then it's shipped around all this other malarkey. Because you can listen to it and tell it's not how the feds operate. I know their M.O. I read that federal document this weekend, and I said, this is real. And Kurt said, are you sure? Nobody's confirmed it. And I said, I'll call Homeland Security, and they admitted it was theirs. And then now the AP and everybody else has called, and it's confirmed it's theirs. It's a real federal document. Look, when you do this 18 hours a day, you start getting very, very accurate, very cunning, when it comes to knowing what's fake and what isn't, what's real, what's bona fide. And I'm telling you, it's in the cards for these murderers to release bird flu. And I'm sorry that I haven't done a good enough job to stop them. I'm sorry that you were weak-minded, a lot of you out there. I mean, there's a lot of people out there on government payroll. It's their job to attack us. And when you're sitting there with your family dying around you and you're sitting there dying, at least get your heart right with God before you die. That's all I can say to you. I mean, at least Because I don't even hate you. I just feel sorry for you. Let me tell you the exact type of people that are going to die under this New World Order. It's the type of people that call up death threaten my wife. The type of people that call up serving evil. God help you. God help your soul. Now, I'm telling you what's in the cards, and it's kind of like Russian roulette where they got a bullet in all six of the chambers, and they're spinning the chamber. They're spinning them, the cylinder, and they're handing us the gun. In fact, they're not handing us the gun. They are putting the gun to our head. I know it's a gun. I know it's in the six chambers. I don't know what they're going to fire into our head. I don't know if they're going to fire one shot, two shots, three shots, four shots, all six of the shots. The way you stop each one of the bullets, the cartridges from being ignited, is you expose each agenda. Now, they've already pulled the trigger on bringing in a world depression. And then their solution to that, global bank, global government, global tax, that is the slug that's already had the cap busted and the bullet's already been firing down the rifled barrel. Now, the question is, will we flinch and wake up and arrest the bankers and bring this all to an end? You know, kind of flinch at the last minute, grab the gun away from them, arrest the bankers, bring them to justice. Or will the bullet graze us, and will the bankers jump back and get in a prone position to fire more slugs into us? Or will we go ahead and let them, you know, keep the barrel up against our head as that bullet goes right through our skull into our collective brain? But that's one of the bullets. The other's bird flu or airborne Ebola. The globalists, of course, all have real vaccines and cures for whatever they release on us. Another one's nuking cities or other big stage terror attacks, more jets flying into buildings. Another slug is staging a new war, starting World War III with Iran, getting into a theater operation. They'll have a side deal with the Russians and the Chinese to only have ground wars and not use nukes, and it'll be like Korea, Vietnam, and everything wound into one. So that's just some of what... That's just some of what could happen. So you got the banking takeover. You got the bio attack. You got the nuke staged terror attack or other terror attack along those lines, or smaller. Could be bigger. You've got the World War III scenario. You've got the illegal alien rioting scenario. Don't think they don't have community leaders in every barrio in the country where they can go out, have some of their operatives engage in an atrocity against inner city youth, kill them, whatever, then have the police not prosecute the other cops and things will blow up. They can do that. They can try gun confiscation. That'll start World War III here in the U.S. And that's six different things they could do. There's a lot of other things they can do as well, because they need crises. You know, down the road, as the economy gets worse, there'll be more and more riots, more and more crime. That's kind of another slow burn option. The public begs the police and military into their streets. They go out, they restore order, they turn the economy back on for a spell. People accept troops on the streets, and then they move into another phase. But it doesn't appear that they're going with the incremental operation anymore. The globalists are openly announcing they're basically shutting down the internet as we know it with a cocktail of different operations, ending net neutrality, internet taxation, regulation control. That's some of the news we have. And then I've got all this bird flu news. I mean, listen to this. Bird flu found on Kentucky poultry farm all over the world. Countries are saying they're not going to take chickens from Kentucky, and now they're saying it may spread to other states. State and federal authorities are investigating an outbreak of bird flu in a poultry farm in western Kentucky. State veterinarian Robert C. Stout said the strain discovered is the non-pathogenic or low-pathogenic and poses a minimal risk to human health. Stout said it is not the high pathogenic strain associated with human and poultry deaths in other countries. So this is just more of the fear-mongering, getting you ready for all this. Remember, it was the British government who admittedly released foot and mouth back 8 years ago. And we said, look how foot and mouth popped up all over England in a two-day period from Scotland to Wales to Cornwall in just a few days. I said, that's the government. And then how the government identified it in all these locations in 2 days. And sure enough, it came out. The government released it, Horton Down Bioweapons Lab. That's mainstream news. You can just Google. Foot and mouth came from Horton Down. Google that. You'll get London Telegraph, BBC. And they go, oh, somebody is an environmental terrorist that works for the government. They got into a level 4 zoological bioweapons lab, and they snuck it past the up through three floors and out of the containment units and through the machine gun nest. And then this one person went to over 50 locations and just magically gave it to all the cows and sheep. Yeah, sure. See, how dumb do they think we are? It's impossible for one person to travel in 24 hours to 50-plus locations all over a country and then sneak onto farms and facilities and give animals foot and mouth. So I said, it's the government. And it was the stinking government. And it wasn't one person, just like the anthrax, the most weaponized anthrax ever seen, U.S. weapons grade, the patent. It takes $100+ million worth of equipment just to put the little sails. They put nanotech airplane sails, little wings on each miniaturized, that's another, they said, $50+ million system, just to miniaturize and breed anthrax down to, it's like taking a bull mastiff and turning it into a toy chihuahua that weighs 1 pound, basically. You know, they take it and shrink it down about 1,000 times. And then they go in and nanotech wings on it. So it's very aerosolized. And then they attack all of George Bush's enemies, including the publisher that showed his daughters falling down drunk on each other. That's why people tried to come to me in Austin with all these horrid stories of the Bush daughters, and I'm like, I don't want to hear it. That's the one way I'd have a hit team come in here and kill me deader than a hammer. It's all personal with these global mafias. They almost enjoy me getting up here and telling you how you're slaves and how they're going to kill you. But don't mess with their little cockroach children, I'll tell you that right now. One time I was in a bar where they were falling down drunk. I was at a restaurant. They were falling down drunk. And Kevin Booth's like, let's get a camera out of the car. And I said, buddy, you want to sign your death warrant? He says, I'm getting it. And I grabbed him by the arm and I said, no, you don't, buddy. And not because I'm scared of dying, but I'm going to die for something like exposing the New World Order. I'm not going to go up to the mobsters and punch him right in the nose. I'm going to go around, expose them as criminals, and tell them, get off my back. Anyway, side issue. New bird flu case suggests the danger of pandemic is rising. Infections in Egypt raises scientists' fears that virus will be spread by humans. They're just getting ready to tell you it's airborne, boys and girls. And top scientists all over Europe were in major newspapers, Poland, Czech Republic, Germany, in major papers that we linked to a month ago, saying, we don't understand this. This is the perfect way to mix it with regular flu virus and then inject it to perfectly mutate into airborne human strain. This is the way we would spread it. And they did it through labs, through compartmentalization, where they didn't tell them what they gave them to mix. They mislabeled it as regular flu so that they could have plausible deniability. We caught them red-handed, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just so devastating what's happening. So, bird flu cases suggest the danger of pandemic is rising. So as bad as the IRS raping us to send all our money to the private Federal Reserve, as Ronald Reagan's commission documented, all of it goes to payers on the banks. They set up the private Federal Reserve in 1913, in the same year they passed the unconstitutional amendment for the income tax, and it was not ratified. That's on record. And as bad as that is in the cashless society and the CPS grabbing everybody's kids, and as bad as all that is, and we got to fight it, I believe the New World Order is getting ready to start World War III, set off nukes, release bioweapons, any one of those or a mix of them, start riots. They have done it before. They will do it again. I mean, they engineered World War II, funded Hitler, Stalin, the U.S., all sides. That's declassified. They funded Pol Pot, Mao, all of them, now all declassified. All these former CIA section chiefs write books about it. Brzezinski wrote a book last year bragging about it. I mean, he's proud that he funded Pol Pot to kill 3 mil. Oh, but they won't hurt us American people. They'll kill 3 million Cambodians and brag about it. They'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and brag about it. They'll kill tens of thousands of Serbs and radiate their whole country and brag about it. They'll go and have 8 times increase in the poppy field productions after the liberation of Afghanistan 7 years ago and brag about it. They'll do all of this, but they're not going to hurt us. Here's another one. Bird flu found in Kentucky poultry farm. All right. I'm going to get into some financial news and a bunch of other police state news when we get back. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Some of you think this is all gloom and doom. We're not going to turn this around unless we face the true magnitude of the evil that we're dealing with as these societies, these guilds of criminals who've been studying how to manipulate and control populations for centuries, for thousands of years, and passing the data down, the knowledge down, if we don't wake up and get active and get truly informed, they are going to win. Because now, because of technology, because of systems, they decided they don't need us anymore. And all the major Western governments have this as policy, reducing our numbers by at least 80%. That's in State Department Memorandum 200 and others. So when I get up here and I tell you they've been testing controlled bioweapon releases, I mean it. What do you think Africa is? It's a testing ground for all this stuff. Now, in other news, sales tax revenue falls at fastest pace in years. The Wall Street Journal reports, just what Lindsey Williams and others have been talking about, because you have a depression in the real economy. The real economy is imploding, is contracting, as you all are well aware, living in the real world. While the banking economy is consolidating and vertically integrating, and the entirety, literally 95%, the number's 30 to 1, so average that out. It's about 97% then. 97% of it is all going to them. And they say, oh, give us more money, we'll turn the economy back on. They have a built-in incentive to not want the economy to turn back on. They are vertically integrating. State and local sales tax revenue fell more sharply in the fourth quarter of 2008, because these numbers are always 4 or 5 months old, than any time in the past half century, and has continued to erode through the beginning of 2009. Yeah, housing starts are the lowest in U.S. history. All the numbers are coming in that this is going to be worse than the Great Depression if it continues. They're breaking all the records because they've turned the money supply off. We live in a fiat system. Fiat's fine, except it gives a private group of bankers total control, and they can't help but use it to their advantage and abuse us. And it's real simple. You give somebody the keys to the city and say, do whatever you want, and you're the boss, and give them enforcers so they can militarily block you, taking their hands from around your neck. They're gonna abuse you. That's the way the world works, folks. You try taking the nicest person and giving him your business and unlimited power to take your business over and say, I'll be back in 10 years. Put all the money I make or I save over here in a pile. And you get to keep this, you know, this reasonable sum. I would venture to say 98% of people, when you got back in 10 years, would tell, you know, the locks would be changed. They'd say, I own this now, and they'd call the police on you. Now, what did the government do? It became completely illegitimate. And that's all that's happened. It's called tyranny. We're going to be simulcasting coming up at the 8 after. I'm going to come back and continue covering this news. Then I'm going to be on Tom Hartman's show, one of the biggest progressive liberal shows out there. They want to simulcast, so we're doing it. That should be interesting. Four stations out there. The local breaks, your breaks, will be on time. 5 after to 8 after, 30 after to 33 after, and then the end of the hour. But we're going to be breaking at 12:15 to 12:19 at Genesis, and with a network break, and we're going to be breaking at 44 after next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633.
Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me just say this. There's going to be a surprise on air when I go live simulcasting with Tom Hartman. So everybody wants to get over to the new PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, we launched that thing a week and a half ago, and I really have only plugged it like once. We hired a firm to give it the latest Web 2.0 look, but functionality where the videos are all categorized much better, where the site's much quicker. We're really, really proud of the new PrisonPlanet.tv, and we want to thank all the members out there for making the show possible. So again, ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv. You get all 22 of my films, Jason Burmes' film, Fabled Enemies. You get, well, it's just they're all there. You get the Obama Deception and super high quality DivX. DivX copy is close to DVD quality, and it burns to regular CDs that play in most new DVD players. So you can very inexpensively, I'm talking 10, 15 cents a piece, go in there and burn DivX copies off of PrisonPlanet.tv. What an activist tool. And by the way, at these events all over the United States where you have libertarians, conservatives, 9/11 truthers, a lot of neocon talk show hosts trying to co-opt the kind of grassroots movement that manifested itself through Ron Paul last year. But we're actually there recruiting into reality the neocon followers that are kind of falling prey to the right wing of this bird of prey that is the New World Order. So we got a big surprise coming up when we simulcast with Tom Hartman in the next segment. And again, I want to encourage all the listeners to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It is 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month, and that finances so much of what we're doing here, and we just make the site better and better. Its fifth anniversary was April 10th, 5 days ago. That is many, many years. 5 years, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. We simulcast the TV show for at least 2 hours a day, but we're going to do 2 hours and 52 minutes today. We're going to start simulcasting at the 8 after. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm laughing at what's about to happen here in studio when we come back live. This will be a first time, because it is April 15th. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv, please, if you had a membership in the past, I mean, just 2 years ago, we still had two servers, and it would slow down at night and wasn't quick. Then 2 years ago, we got CDNs. It got lightning fast to download and stream all my films in high quality and the local TV show and everything else. And then now we've added a whole other level. And then we've got, that's only phase one. We've got phase two, three, and four, where it's just going to have so many other facets and things we're going to be adding in the next few months. Just wait and see, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv. And what really supports us is buying the hard copy, highest quality DVD with the extras at InfoWars.com. Then you get a free pocket constitution, which is a dollar value, a couple of InfoWars.com anti-tyranny bumper stickers, and some other little goodies we throw into every order when you go to a secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll free to ask about the combos and specials we have, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right, Tom Hartman of Air America, and he's on a bunch of other stations. He will be simulcasting with us for the rest of the hour. Again, for stations, we'll be back at 8 after and join them in progress. And then we're going to have an early break because we're going to do their clock from 2:15:51 to, not 2, 12:15:51 to 12:19:51. That'll be the next break coming up, and then we'll go up to the bottom of the hour. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. The simulcast and surprise is straight ahead at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So much for joining us on April 15th. This is when, for the last 94 years, you pay your income taxes to the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, all on interest of the debt. Now $12.8 trillion they've stolen in the last 6 months in a bipartisan heist that's going on. They have us all confused with the false left-right paradigm. That's how they control us. We are trying to break the people out of this and get back to liberty versus tyranny. And we are simulcasting with one of the most popular, quote, progressive or liberal talk show host in the country, Tom Hartman, syndicated across the country. Mr. Hartman, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Alex Jones, how are you?
I am good. You are very loud.
I am very loud. Okay,
well, I certainly heard that. Hey, listen, it's good to have you here, but why don't you just go ahead and start the interview off here?
Okay, well, it's not so much an interview as a simulcast. We're going to do our shows together here, right?
Absolutely, but I'm going to let you have the opening salvo here, because I'm literally shirtless here after just writing a huge income tax check to the private bankers who are bringing in the world government and publicly announcing it.
Yeah, well, I was just talking about my concern that Barack Obama is in his speech yesterday was talking about how if we give money to banks, every dollar to a bank produces $8 to $10 in loans, whereas if we give a dollar to individuals, it's only a dollar. And I'm very concerned that he's under the sway of the Geithners and the Summerses of the world, and he's going down the Bill Clinton road. But that's a separate thing. Alex Jones, you have a new DVD out. It's called The Obama Deception. And people can find it over at your website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and what, AlexJones.com? Which one do you want to?
No, it's just Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And by the way, if you just Google the Obama deception, there's a couple of cruddy Google versions, but go to YouTube. It'll say Obama deception high quality. It's like the third or fourth link. It's got about 1,400,000 views or so. That's the best free copy I've seen on the web. So I would just tell your listeners, please don't believe me. I cut my teeth, you know, going after Clinton. I was called a right winger. Then I went after Bush because he was violating the Constitution. And I was called, a communist. They said I secretly worked for Al-Qaeda. I mean, literally, I worked for George Soros, they said. And then we get Barack Obama in. They're now saying I'm a right wing fascist Nazi in league with Hitler. And so I want people to actually see the film because it's what you just brought up. You have Geithner, the head of the New York Fed, in league with the head of Goldman Sachs, who was Treasury Secretary at the time, literally handing over unlimited power and control bipartisanly to these offshore banks. And Obama has lied about hiring lobbyists, lied about the war, lied about warrantless wiretapping and secret arrest and rights for detainees. And then he lied about saying that he was fighting against the bonuses when he signed the executive order and told Senator Dodd to pass the rider on the bill so that they could take the money. I mean, all I'm saying is Barack Obama is as phony as a $3 bill, and Barack Obama is the New World Order's closer. The establishment was worried about the left waking up to what the corporate system was doing. There was a real revolution in this country. The left and the right were coming together as populists.
Here's what's happening, Alex Jones, is that while I'm reluctant to use the word lied because, it's a slap. And frankly, a lot of us worked really hard to get Barack Obama elected and think that at the core, he's a decent guy. The guy was a constitutional scholar. I was shocked when a constitutional scholar voted for FISA. I was shocked when, the list of things of what you described as lies is accurate to the best of my knowledge. And now, you know, with Bagram, and his administration is saying, oh yeah, we can detain people forever with no habeas corpus, just not at Guantanamo. We just move them to Bagram. And I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't what I voted for. On the other hand, and I think that there's a number of areas where you and I probably have shared what folks outside of our respective circles might refer to as conspiracy theories. There are others where I'm sure we differ. For example, you set up your movie with this thing about the Bilderberg Group, and yet you're going on Fox News, which is you realize Rupert Murdoch has shown up at Bilderberg meetings.
Sir, I mean, I go on your show. I go
yeah,
on.
Okay, all right. All
I
right.
mean, I go on Iranian TV. And yeah. By
point,
the way,
point made. But I'm what I'm saying is that this isn't a secret conspiracy. The conspiracy is right out there for everyone to see. They're rubbing our faces in it. It doesn't require a bunch of people sitting in a closed room to plot the future of the world. They're doing it right out in front of us. This whole thing, my biggest concern, frankly, is the Federalist Society. This group of this right wing group that has taken over our courts, that believes that corporations should have the same rights as persons.
Well, absolutely. Look, they've co-opted and control the right, as you know. And now they're trying to co-opt these Tea Parties. These Tea Parties have been going on for a year or longer. 9/11 Truth actually started the Tea Parties, and you had liberals, conservatives really fusing together as constitutionalists, people that wanted liberty. And then we see a clear operative. I mean, there's no doubt. I've seen him going off scripts. Mr. Becky coming out now trying to co-opt the local neocon host who are totally discredited in every city. It came out that over 1 million Iraqis died. It came out they lied about WMDs. It came out that they were for the police state and even gun control. And so conservatives have
been... The Bush administration.
Yes, the Bush administration. Yeah. So they've all basically left the Republican Party. And so the Republican Party is trying to latch on. That's what Fox News and others are doing.
Right, so they're phony populists. They're phony
exactly.
populists. I mean, you got Dick Armey out there. Dick Armey, who is a lobbyist right? For the interests of the very wealthy and powerful in this country. He's a lobbyist for pharmaceutical companies. I went through the list earlier. I'm not sure where it is in my stack, my explosion of papers here all over the desk right now.
Dick Armey is the consummate lobbyist, just like everybody else in
Washington. Right, and his Freedom Watch is one of the groups that is really, really pushing these Tea Parties. And it's like, I don't get it how the average working person, and here you're approaching it arguably from the right, and I'm approaching it arguably from the left. And yet, I think that there are a variety of areas where Americans are being asked to say that they're right or left, being asked to define themselves as Republicans or Democrats, when neither party is addressing their interests in many real ways. Now, I think that my solution to this, I think in some ways may be very different from yours, Alex, and I'd like to get your take on this. My solution to this is that we infiltrate the political parties. I mean, if you and I wanted to take over NBC, we'd have to have hundreds of billions of dollars. No way we could do it. But the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are both standing out there with enormous power and levers of power and millions of dollars, and they're standing out there saying, please show up and volunteer for the meetings. And in my book, Screwed, I document how in Colorado, in New Mexico, and in Oregon, activists showed up at the county level and took over the local Democratic Party.
No, that's parties. Exactly what I'm saying. We've been taking over the system.
For Midas Reese.
You still? 20 this ready to fire when you're ready.
Gold coin can be purchased for $9.22.28, $4.61.14 for the half ounce, and $2.30.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.22.28, $4.61.14, and $2.30.57.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Did you know that grapes are one of the most heavily sprayed of all agricultural products?
That's fine. We're waiting for them. They went to break about 20 seconds late. We're following their clock.
And that is exactly what we are inviting you to do today. Taste our wines. We select them personally. They come from small properties in the south of France. They are delicious. Connoisseurs love them. And they are earth-friendly. My name is Véronique. I founded the Organic Wine Company in 1980 for people just like you. People who love wine and want to do well by our earth. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE. We'll answer all your questions. I look forward to talking with you. Call 1-888-ECO-WINE, and that is ECOWINE.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, Tom Hartman here with you, and we are doing a, sometimes it's hard to stitch together two radio shows, well, sometimes, it's always a challenge to stitch together two radio shows, and we're doing it today with Alex Jones and his show, and is Alex with us?
Yes, I'm here. This is very exciting. I think we did it okay. You know, I've got on the clock here that we're going to break next time at 26 after 26 minutes and 51. I just want to double check because
I'm showing 27:50 is our break, but I'm you know, Sean can correct me, but when
numbers we were given, so
okay.
Big deal. This is exciting. This is fun. Tom, look, regardless, they've stolen $12.8 trillion. They are taking over.
Yes.
They call it a conspiracy theory when a week and a half ago it was in the Tennessee newspapers. I had listeners calling going, the regular army is going to be running checkpoints on the highways. We call the governor's office. The governor comes out and says the army isn't allowed to run checkpoints. And then the weekend came and it was in the newspapers that they shut the highways down and had regular army out with the police stopping the traffic, it said, for miles on major roads.
This is a clear violation of posse comitatus, and it blew my mind when I think it was the John Warner Defense Appropriation Bill during the Bush administration that they blew up posse comitatus.
Yes.
Let me just and again, this is something that I think people on the left and on the right should be equally furious about, is that our Constitution is being eviscerated, and it's not, you know, your new DVD, The Obama Deception. I mean, you actually, I think in some ways I would challenge you as being somewhat disingenuous, because you start out with crimes of the Bush administration, not the Obama administration, and there are, you know, your 10-point thing at the end where you say that he's using the global warming hoax to tax carbon. Global warming's not a hoax, I would argue, and we can debate that, although it will probably, you know, take hours but the thing about, you know, using troops here in the United States, I mean, they just created this again. This was the Bush administration. They started the AmeriCom, you know, a U.S. Central Command.
Yeah, NORTHCOM.
NORTHCOM. That freaks out everybody.
Now, Tom, here's the issue.
Yeah.
It's all continuing but expanded under Obama, because people say, oh, Obama's a lot better because he's a better speaker and a nicer guy. No, it's worse, because under Bush, people knew he was disingenuous. He came off as demonic. He came off as a scam artist. He came off as dirty, as seedy. With Obama, he is very charismatic. He does perpetually twist what he's saying. He says one thing and does another.
Well, let's you know, Alex.
So he's able
perpetually.
To get
I mean, you know, again, I find myself in this weird position because I'm increasingly concerned about the direction that Obama's going economically and with regard to human rights and civil rights. And at the same time, I think that he's doing some broadly some other good things. And these are areas again where probably you and I disagree. You in your movie, you say, you know, he's going to put into place a draft of national service, and in fact, he's talked about that. Actually, Rahm Emanuel has talked about it more explicitly. This is what Thomas Jefferson wanted. This is the basis of the Second Amendment, that every able-bodied man in America from the age of 17 to 47, Jefferson was quite explicit about it, should have a gun in his closet and be a member of a militia, and that we should have no standing army.
Those were local posses. Those were not controlled by the federal government.
No, actually, the local militias would be responsible to county authorities, who would be responsible to state authorities, who would be responsible to federal authorities.
But it was still local. And so,
yeah.
So they've turned that idea on its head. They want the locals disarmed, and then they want locals purely under federal command. So the model Obama wants is clearly closer to the Soviet or the World War II.
Well, I haven't seen that, Alex, and neither one of us actually
have
seen any of the details.
I have.
Okay, and the community service that they're talking about, you know, 50 hours of community service a year.
That's the start. I've read Rahm Emanuel's book, what they had up at change.gov till they pulled it down. I know what they've called for under AmeriCorps and SecureCorps, and it is 18 to 25, 3 months of military basic training with assault weapons, but to be a domestic force, Tom. I mean, that isn't freedom.
If everybody in America, I mean, I would think that this would be the thing that the, you know, gun owners of America, my friend Larry Pratt would be going, yeah, you know, let's have as many people in America
armed
and trained as possible.
Okay, well, let's take
why are you concerned about that?
Let's take Bush and his faith-based initiatives. You know, the, quote, left didn't like that, and I didn't like it either. Now Obama's all for the faith-based initiative and what this is.
I know, and I don't like it either.
It's a whole bunch of different programs. If you look
we
at
have one minute, by the way, Alex.
Okay, if you look at what they're setting up with these brigades, and I have the Philadelphia Daily News and others, it is tattletale squads, it is warrant service. This is going to be one group that's armed, like in the Stasi in East Germany, then with the rest of the people disarmed. And no, what Rahm Emanuel wants is not what Thomas Jefferson was calling for.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think that we need to be having these conversations and raising these issues. Your concern about national health care, I'd like to get into at some point too. Let's take calls from our listeners though and see what they have to say.
Absolutely,
we'll
Tom. I want to thank you for having me on your show. I know you're very well respected. I know you've said kind things about 9/11 Truth. We now have one of the heads of the 9/11 Commission coming out and saying it was all a big lie with the Pentagon. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah, I did. And Alex, thank you for participating with me on the show. And, you know, there's a lot of areas where we disagree. There's a lot of areas where we agree. And I think that this kind of conversation needs to happen more often in America. We're going to a break. We'll come back after the break, and which will resolve, by the way, Alex, if my numbers are right, at about 34 after. And we'll be taking calls from my callers. You'll be taking calls from your callers. We'll alternate them, and we'll see what comes out of it.
Okay, Tom. Thank you.
And an interesting time. The Alex Jones Show, the Tom Hartman Show, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, TomHartman.com, however you spell it, we'll get you there. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're going to, they have more breaks than we do. People gripe about our breaks, but we actually have 14 minutes an hour. Industry standards about 20 an hour now. So for all you whining about that, well, then buy some of the books and videos so we can fund this operation. We'd get rid of all the ads if we had enough funding, except that it wouldn't be tailored for AM and FM stations out there. A lot of exciting things happening with the show. You know, for years, Ted Anderson's tried to get us on XM and Sirius, and it looks like that's going to be happening by next month. Just going to leave it at that for you. A lot of hurdles to jump on that issue. And I'm sure you've heard my Obama deception ad airing on Rush Limbaugh. And Ted Anderson is doing that as an investment. He told me the numbers. He's actually losing money doing it, but that's what Ted does. He spent $100,000+ flying airplanes around with Ron Paul banners on it. He got about $30,000 of donations, and he spent about $100,000 above that on Ron Paul airplanes. And people can say, oh, well, it didn't affect change. He failed. No, people are waking up to liberty and knowing there's an alternative to the controlled left or controlled right. And so I'm basically selling the Obama deception to Ted at cost, and he is running ads on Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all of them. He got a very good deal because radio is in a lot of trouble right now because the rest of the economy is. Ted looked into this about a year ago, and the price is about half what it was then. And so people are calling me going, what's this? You're in league with Rush Limbaugh. No. It's what Tom Hartman was saying. We are infiltrating. Can you imagine all of the big line Republicans tuning into Rush Limbaugh? They hear a film exposing Barack Obama, and what they get is a film exposing Barack Obama and the big banks and the Republicans and the whole stinking system. So it's a beautiful thing, and so that's what your support of Ted Anderson and the work he's doing is causing as well. Why is my shirt off? Well, because I'm literally almost shirtless right now from the taxes I pay. I know it's a fraud of the Federal Reserve, but I'm not going to fight that battle. If I did that, they would come arrest me, put me in prison, selectively enforce on me, so I pay the mafia the money of the private banks so I can stay on the air and expose these criminals for what they are. So I am shirtless. Somebody buy me a shirt. Help me. Come on. I'm in trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Taxes to build roads and help the homeless. And the phony right wing always focuses in on the welfare to dependent mothers and, you know, mothers with dependent children. They always focus in on a very small part of it. If you look at the $12.8 trillion spent, it's about 1 to 30. So, you know, we're talking about $12 plus trillion for the bankers and then a few hundred billion for the people. And then with that 100 billion, 200 billion or so that go to the people, there's all these strings attached to it and all this expanding federal control. Here we go. Back with Tom Hartman.
34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. And we're simulcasting with Alex Jones. I am the notorious liberal. He is the paleo conservative. Alex, you here?
Yes, I am. It's good to be here with you. Very exciting. Let's go to some of your phone calls.
Okay, we'll pick up. We'll alternate them. By the way, your phone number for your callers?
Oh, I hadn't thought to take calls while we're doing this. Sure, it's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I will go ahead and punch up my call screen.
Okay, great. And people can we'll take some of my calls, we'll take some of your calls. We'll see what happens here.
This is really fun, and I appreciate you plugging the Obama deception. I hope folks will get the DVD at InfoWars.com. They're authorized to make copies of it and give it to people, because after the IRS check I just signed, because they've gotten rid of so many of the loopholes and things even for business and the depreciation schedule, that I'm basically broke right now. So I hope folks will go to InfoWars.com. I'm sure you had fun just paying the private Federal Reserve. Plug some of your stuff. Plug your book.
Alex, I got nothing to plug here. I got some books.
Take it. It's yours. You want everything here? Take my watch.
Alex, I am pleased to pay taxes, and because I consider taxes to be the price of admission in a civil society. I want there to be police who are protecting my home. I want the fire department to show up. I think that we need to have a good public education system. I'd like to have a good national health care system. I'm sick and tired of seeing people like Bill McGuire take a $1 billion paycheck from
Most of the money goes to corporate welfare. That's what the right's got wrong. They think corporations are perfect and have done no wrong. Meanwhile, it's all corporate welfare, 30-1, and the 1%. I mean, cities.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're singing my song. But my point is that's. You know, the taxes aren't the issue, but let's pick up some phone calls here and see what Rita in Los Angeles, let's do K-Talk in L.A. Hey, Rita.
Yes, I'm so encouraged at the simulcast because I've been saying for years that the right puts out the truth so the left won't touch it on certain listener sponsor radio stations. And there's power numbers, and if there's a coalition like what you two are doing right now, I think the People's Movement has a much better chance of bringing strength into affecting the decisions made in Washington. And I would like to request that the two of you do a regular simulcast if you could fit it into your schedules, just like, Tom, you do Brunch with Bernie.
Yeah, okay. Rita, thank you very much. We have Senator Sanders on every week. Alex, let me just say, you said thank you for endorsing the Obama deception. I'm not endorsing the Obama deception, but I want to make it clear.
Thank you for plugging it.
I think that there are some great things in there, and I do agree with you that people should watch it. Although, when you get to your conclusion, I mean, I'm not going to go through them one by one, but there are a bunch of areas where I think that we could have a very interesting discussion about our disagreements. Do you have any calls there? You got a caller you want to toss up, or shall I pick
up
another
one? We always have unlimited phone calls, but I'm down here in Texas. They're up in Minnesota. I just asked the guy for calls. I just opened it up, and so they're giving me calls right now. Go ahead and go to your next call.
All righty. Anthony in Anaheim, California. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Alex. I don't have so much of a question as I just wanted to, first of all, state my appreciation for you having this, both of you. Tom, I've listened to you for the past about 4 years religiously every day, and Alex, I was part of the Tea Parties, the movement. I was part of the Money Bomb with Ron Paul. You know, I go to your website.
Yeah, it's really Ron Paul who started this thing, the Tea Parties, in the modern incarnation.
And then now, first it was started by 9/11 Truth, then Ron Paul picked up on it, and now Sean Hannity and Becky Poo and these corporate minions have hijacked it. By the way, I've been at Willie Nelson's house while he's had
you
on in the... While he's been, had you on in the background listening to you. One time I showed up at Willie's house and he had you on in the background. I just wanted to say that.
That's great.
It's Willie funny,
Nelson.
Huh?
One of my heroes. I love Willie Nelson. He's amazing. Okay, Brian in Fort Lauderdale. Excuse me. Brian, you're on with Alex Jones and me. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, TomHartman.com.
Tom, thank you so much for taking my phone call. I think it's great that you guys are doing this simulcast.
It's guaranteeing that neither one of us is ever going to get a national TV show. That's what it's doing.
That's true. Yeah, I listen to both of you on a regular basis. I wanted to say something to Alex, because I can never get into his show. See, Alex, you know, I think your show is great. I really enjoy listening to you. I agree with a lot that you talk about. But one problem that I have is that you use a lot of sensationalism and fear hype to, I don't know, kind of promote your show or yourself. I don't know what it is. But one example is your claim of how the New World Order is going to eliminate 80% of the world population. And you cite Bill Joy's article on why the future doesn't need us.
Well, I cite
and
a bunch
read,
of
articles.
Okay, go ahead.
I've read that article numerous times. Don't see any mention of anything like that. I wish you would back some of your claims up better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good start. Alex, you're suggesting that there's a plot to eliminate 80% of the world population.
Yeah, let me comment on this. My film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has all the quotes. He takes out of context one thing I mention as evidence of the elite saying that they're having discussions about should they go ahead and just get rid of all of us because they don't need us anymore because of robotics and systems like that. So that's what I was talking about there. Now, State Department memorandum under Richard Nixon with Henry Kissinger says we'll use State Department memorandum 200. We'll use IMF and World Bank money to make India and Peru and others sterilize half their women or they don't get money. That's on record. Then the 1996 UN biological diversity assessment.
But hang on just a second, Alex. Let's assume that all that's true. They're working against their own best interests. You know what happened after the Black Plague in Europe was the Renaissance.
The Renaissance,
It created a middle class because when you reduce the size of the labor force, you drive up the cost of labor.
They didn't have robotics and robotic fleets and the whole military is converting over to robotic tanks and aircraft. They don't even need soldiers.
It's not enough. Let me toss out an alternative conspiracy theory, and that is that the anti-birth control movement around the world is part of the keep us all enslaved by jacking up the population to the point where Tom,
you're absolutely right, but it's more sophisticated. And I understand with an audience here, we've got to not dumb it down, but simplify it for time. Okay. But okay. Yes, you're right. If you read the British Royal Commission, on Population Commission 1944 to 49, a 5-year study commissioned by the British government, they say that. They say we want to stop birth control in the third world so that they use up all their resources and don't industrialize to threaten us. And that was one school of thought that was done. Then you have another eugenicist school of thought, which is hyperdynamic, and it's the most powerful.
Well, maybe they'll cancel each other out.
No, that's basically what's happening, and it's causing needless destruction. But you're right. There is actually a conspiracy. You know, we conspire to do this simulcast. Conspiring is just people talking and, you know, two people planning something. So look, Dr. Eric Pianca at UT says he wants 90% of us to die. And the issue is he gets standing ovations. This has been on the news when he says he can't wait for 90% of us to die.
Yeah.
So my whole issue is that there is a dominant idea of eugenics that metastasized into crypto eugenics after World War II, that is the dominant system in scientific thought in our society, that humans are parasites and bad, and we need to get rid of the humans. And then that gives the globalist, the head of the CFR, wrote in 1991 for the Club of Rome, Richard N. Haass, he said, we're going to use fake terrorism as one pincer to control the public and fake environmentalism as the other. Am I saying there isn't fish die-offs, the trees being cut down, toxic waste dumping, environmental?
I think you're pushing the edges here, Alex. I think you're pushing the edges. But, you know, let's move along here. Scott in Portland, you got something to say to us.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Taxes basically are rent on our infrastructure. Without our infrastructure, none of those rich people would have made.
You're not even listening to my point. My point is that it doesn't go to infrastructure because criminal elites, like in the Soviet Union and in the United States, always come in and get control of it, and they're destroying our infrastructure. They have tax incentives to move offshore that both parties support. Well, and by the way, I've got loaded phones. If you want me to go to some too, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Well, let me just put a punctuation mark on that, and that is that we have this is why don't the rich pay their share? In 1955, the top 400 Americans in the U.S. Paid three times as much income tax as they are today. And if they were paying the same tax they paid in 1955, which, by the way, was a period of great stability, we would have an additional $35.9 billion. If everybody who made over $2 million in the U.S., which is the 91% tax rate back then, if they were paying a comparable income tax rate, which would be 49% in 1955, actually, after deductions, right now they're paying 23%, we would have collected an additional $200 billion. That seems like a good thing if our government is using it appropriately. It's a bad thing if our government is using it to bail out bankrupt banks.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, exactly. Here's my point, is the big bankers come in, they lobby for higher taxes on the middle class and the working class. They then take our money and bail out for themselves and give themselves bonuses. That's how this works. And if you study it, as you know, if you make about $1 million a year or $200,000, $300,000 a year, you're paying about 35, 40% because the deductions, you know, you can't count them now. But as soon as you start making 5, 10, 20 million a year, you drop down to 20%. Then you've got all these lawyers and firms. And what did
This is why I say roll back the Reagan tax cuts.
Well, I mean, what did Bush do? As you know, he took almost all the FBI off the billionaires and put them on blue collar.
I know. It's nuts. And here we are, the paleo-conservative and the paleo-liberal. Alex Jones and Tom Hartman, simulcasting, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, tomhartman.com. Alex, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for our AM and FM affiliates, you need to know that we do these simulcasts. I've done it with Press TV and British radio and TV and other radio shows, syndicated radio shows. It was Tom Hartman's idea to do this. I appreciate him having us on the show. We're going to be rejoining them here in about a minute. And then in the next hour, we're going to be talking about the Oath Keepers, police and military saying they won't confiscate guns, they won't violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that goes into the context of all these government databases and government reports demonizing gun owners, saying we're the number one threat to the country and are basically terrorists. So that is coming up. And then later in the last hour, our crew's down in San Antonio at a tea party that's going to be starting right as the show's ending. So they'll be able to tell you what's happening down there with a report from that one that Glenn Beck is going to be at. I've got a bunch of other important news here as well that I'll be covering next hour. And I know we've got callers. Adrian in North Carolina, Dave, Helen, Jeremy, Danny, and others. So we're going to go ahead and...
And welcome back to the Tom Hartman Radio Program, simulcasting with the Alex Jones Radio Show. And Alex Jones and I, Alex, your turn to pick a caller.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's take a couple of them. Adrian in North Carolina, you're on the air with Tom Hartman. Go ahead.
And Alex Jones.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. All I called in about was today is, of course, the tea party that a lot of us are having in our capitals. We live in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we'll be participating in our tea party here starting at 6:30 p.m. And we have copied off your copies, actually our copies, of your film, The Obama Deception, as you said publicly we could do.
Yes.
And we will be, and we will be handing that out to as many people who would like to have it. We're also going to be videoing it. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely. And for Tom, just for Tom real fast, I'll let you finish. I appreciate you calling. See, the Obama deception, as you know, Tom, exposes the left and the right, tries to shatter that paradigm, and so we go to these...
I understand. I saw it. In fact, I've been advocating, for 3 days, I've been telling my listeners, Alex, go to the tea parties. I've got a piece on commondreamstoday.org, for example, that says, you know, the original tea party was a revolt against the British East India Company. It was a revolt against the world's largest corporation
global.
Getting a massive tax break.
Global corporate crime syndicate.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. The original tea party was against global, and so I'm telling my listeners to go to these tea parties and hold up signs that say things like, get us out of the WTO. Get us out of NAFTA. I mean, these are things that...
Yeah, but what you're going to find you know, is...
Tax the rich.
Leftists.
Tax the corporations.
But Tom, leftists are going to show up with these signs, and they're going to find they agree with, quote, Republicans about ending NAFTA and GATT.
That's my point.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that actually, as Americans, Alex, who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, there's more that unites us than divides us.
I agree, and that's what Fox News wants. They want to make it a phony, neocon, mainline right-wing movement, just like in the 80s they took over Christian conservatives. They've ridden that horse to death now.
Well, it's not just Fox News. I think, you know, the corporate media right across the board is playing into this.
Well, they're trying to jump on the Ron Paul, Alex Jones horse, and it's not going to work. And again, I will say this, at least the left... People like Oberman are admitting that Obama is worse than Bush on many things like civil liberties, which I thought was impossible.
I absolutely honor Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow.
The Republicans wouldn't do that.
No, they would never do that with Bush.
Oh, no. But
not
Bush
until
has
after
done
he's
no
long
wrong.
Gone.
Oh,
yeah.
He's perfect.
Shall we pick up another caller from my end or from your end, Alex?
Let's take one from my end because we've already taken some there. Fast, though. Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air with Tom Hartman. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're the best guest on George Norrie's show, by the way. I do want to say chemtrails are being ignored, and it's ridiculous to discuss global warming when you don't mention chemtrails. Thanks a lot.
Tom, did you know that we discovered thousands of declassified government documents? They call it testing, where they are adding to the jet fuel, barium salts and other things, aluminum dioxide that is spraying the atmosphere. And now Obama's come out and said, you know what, we need to go ahead and think about doing this. And then he cites the Council on Foreign Relations playbook that calls for terraforming the planet to save us from global warming when this spraying actually shows it'll heat the Earth.
Yeah, I know that there have been some pretty crazy suggestions about how to, you know, that, and let's seed the oceans with iron and things like that. But
they tried that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here, let's take one of your calls.
Okay, Kevin in Pittsburgh. Kevin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I had a couple questions for Alex. He talks about how the government wants to kill 80% of us.
Oh, boy.
They caused 9/11. They want to microchip us. If we go out and do anything, they're going to put us in FEMA camps.
That's not what I'm saying.
And then, but anytime someone calls up and asks Alex, well, why do you even want small government? Why don't you push for no government? He's the first one to defend government, and he'll tell us how much we still need government. So the funniest thing is after you hear Alex complain about government for months and months, you ask him, well, how about no government? He's the first one to defend it and tell us how great it is. And,
well, sir,
and
I mean...
Kevin, thank you.
Wow. I mean, look, such a thing as pure anarchy doesn't exist in groups of bigger than... I mean, go with your buddies camping for a week.
No. And communism doesn't work in groups smaller than 150 people. And libertarianism has never succeeded anywhere in the world. So
well,
there's got to be some middle ground.
I think we should move more towards smaller government, liberty. But that make... Individuals have to be involved in their communities to have liberty.
Yes.
So I want people to be self-sufficient. I want people to have local control. And I do want to reduce the size of government because corporations come in and use the big government to suck off of us.
Well, here's the problem. How do we get the corporation? You know, I take this back to a couple of Supreme Court rulings all the way back to 1886, Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad. I wrote a whole book about that called Unequal Protection. And it's in several of my other books, We the People and What Would Jefferson Do? There have been several, Bank of Boston versus Bilotti and others that have said that, you know, free speech is money and corporations are the same as persons. I mean, we've got to change the definition of corporations in this country, Alex, and get them out of the political arena.
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely. These corporations commit all these crimes, and then they're supposedly immune, or the people that are standing behind the corporations are immune. We certainly,
or like Halliburton, they moved to the UAE or Dubai.
Well, Halliburton was involved helping giving weapon systems to Iran, but suddenly the fake conservatives don't care. In fact, where is Rush Limbaugh on the bailouts? You know, he's actually for the bonuses, calling that free market. It's not free market to have a bunch of pirates running your government, feeding the public trough, down their gullets. Again, look at how Obama is in agreement with Rush Limbaugh when it comes to the bailouts and the bonuses and all of this. They're all on one team. Why did Obama get four times the corporate Wall Street things that McCain got?
But let's just be honest about this, Alex. It's not just Obama. All your charges against Obama can just as easily be made against James Inhofe.
I agree. That's what I'm saying is let's get past the two puppets they've got in front of us and let's look at who's controlling the puppets. I want to talk about the New World Order. That's what InfoWars.com covers. And plug your website, TomHartmann.com?
Yeah. All my books are there, and our show is there. We got about 15 seconds here, by the way, before we have to wrap up.
Tom, thanks for having me on. It was great having you here.
Alex, it's been fascinating, and I find your Obama deception video. There's, as I said, there's probably about a third of it are things that I strongly disagree with, but I think that it raises a lot of issues that we all need to be talking about.
Well, it's free on the web. Google the Obama deception, or go to InfoWars.com or TomHartmann.com. You can link up to it, Tom.
There you go. And we will with today's
Tom,
blog.
Let's do this a couple times a year. Take care, buddy.
It would be a lot of fun, Alex. Good talking with you. Thanks for being on. Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
TomHartmann.com.
With the Fire Sign Theater.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. That was crazy. Okay, I want to go to Jimmy, Danny, Helen, and Joshua. We're going to come back. We're going to do 5 minutes, take a few, two or three of your calls, and then I am going to go to our next guest and a bunch of news we haven't even gotten to yet. Big new developments on that front. Right now, let's go to Jeremy, or was it Helen? Who have I not gone to yet? Helen in New York. Helen, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. John, you going to bring her up?
Helen dropped off.
Okay, she just dropped off right as we went to her. Jeremy in Chicago. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, I want to just say, and I really wanted to get on when you were on with Tom there, but I woke up to your program about, I don't know, 8 months ago, and about a week ago or two, I picked up Unequal Protection by Tom. And I just thought, listening to a lot of the discord there between you two and some of the callers, you know, I'm kind of unusual in the sense that I you know, see both sides of it at this point.
Stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds with you, and we'll see if I lose my shirt again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, we need to do more than just mail tea bags to the government, though it is starting to get their attention. We need to make sure that behind the tea bag movement, there are ideas, just like those at the Green Dragon Inn had ideas back in 1775. And we need to take action against the New World Order every day in every way. Let's go ahead and go back to Jeremy in Chicago. Okay, you're saying you can see it from both sides. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, see, I was a dyed-in-the-wool, staunch Republican, finance manager at an automotive dealership, lost my job about a year ago, which used to not be a problem. I could always pick up another one, you know? Now, you know, it's been a year. I'm out of work. I pick up your stuff, and I totally become awake to that. Then I pick up Hartman, and I start reading Unequal Protection, you know, the rise of corporate dominance and the theft of human rights, and I can open my mind to his side, where it seems like a lot of
people. Yeah, but the New World Order structure is a corporate structure. They're just misusing it. They need to be brought to justice, and you can pierce those corporate veils. So just saying get rid of corporations, that's not really the complete fix. You know, I have a corporation, and I've done that, you know, for liability protection and also for tax issues. But certainly the corporations coming in and getting laws passed where they get paid to move offshore, that's treason. And that isn't fair or free trade. You know, I mean, you heard Hartman calling for compulsory national service and trying to say that's what Thomas Jefferson wanted. No, it was the opposite. Thomas Jefferson wanted no federal control and the states armed, ready to fight the feds.
He even says that stuff in his book. I don't know where he was coming from. I was kind of out of, let's say, left field. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is it seems like the left is harder to wake up to the paradigm because they're so entrenched. They've been
I don't know.
I mean,
I've found right-wingers that go, so what if a million Iraqis died? So what if they're taking our freedoms? You know, and I'm like, no. The whole Homeland Security thing is built for you, real conservatives. Shut up, conspiracy head. Yeah. Now they're freaking out over all these federal documents and things. Now they're going, Alex, what am I going to do? And then meanwhile, all the neocons, Rick Perry and, you know, Dick Armey and, you know, all these hosts are like, Ann Coulter wants to fight the New World Order after saying it didn't exist. They're capitulating to us. They're admitting we're the majority. And by the way, we're waking the left up. Why do you think Tom Hartman had me on?
You know, I mean, that's a good point.
We are winning, Bubba. We're making history. And
well,
I know.
I'm glad to be part of it.
I got a big old target written on my butt, and I just need everybody's support. I appreciate your call, Bubba. All right. Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. All right, let's go ahead. And are you going to trust that guy? You can trust the New World Order, folks? Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Brooklyn. Danny boy.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir. Go ahead.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
All right. First, I wanted to say that that guy Tom in 2006 said that there should be a $10 a gallon of gas tax.
Well, I disagree with that. Again, they think they have to admit now, though, that 90%+ of the money goes to offshore bankers. And so they're like, yes, but I'm still for big government to help people. Help people pay inner city people to not have a man in the house so the family breaks down and they can institutionalize their children. How is that helping black people or whites or anybody else? Again, you've always got these well-meaning liberals going, oh, helpy. But that's a projected false reality the foundations give them. The foundations are cold-blooded eugenicists. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to tell him this. I wanted to tell him that the carbon tax is garbage, you know, but I wasn't able to get onto the show by then. But
well, I would have loved to.
Obama deception and all the truth patriots from around America appreciate everything that you're doing for this movement.
Listen, the people are angry. Thank you, sir. The people are angry. They're waking up. They're getting involved. And they know that Ron Paul supporters, my supporters, are out having tea parties and patriot meetings. And so they're going, oh, we're for that. And they're coming in and taking over what is said and done at them. Well, that's okay. This is what a fight's all about. We go in with DVDs, films, books, and then we use the neocons who send their people to the meetings. By and large, the neocon minions are good folks. We unlock their minds. We win.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, a lot of us are... come SWAT team us, make up lies, put us in their phony courts with no juries. If we do pay them, they usually come back with retroactive taxes and claim you didn't pay things properly and turn $1,000 into $1 million you owe them, and then you're destroyed forever. That's what government wants, is to control you. They're parasite control freaks, and they're not going to be happy until you're literally doing nothing but wearing a barrel, shirtless. And then if you try to go out and live in a park or something, or in the woods somewhere on a railroad track in no man's land, the police show up from Europe to Canada, the United States, and say, you're not allowed to be homeless. We're going to arrest you and take you to a FEMA camp like they're doing in California. And they take the taxpayer money and they make the people pay for that. And remember, 30 to 1, 1%, 1 out of 30 of the money that you pay in taxes ever even comes back to you. It all goes to offshore banks. It's a total fraud, a total scam, and that's now admitted in public for everybody out there. We're going to go to Walter Reddy, just an amazing individual. I've never interviewed before, so we're honored to have him coming on with Oath Keepers here in just a moment. Again, I'm doing the show today shirtless just to illustrate how we're being robbed by highway bandits. Literally, they just come stick you up on the side of the highway and take everything you got. Before we go to Walter Reddy about the Oath Keeper situation and also his committees of safety that Edwin Vieira has talked about so many times on the show, but Walter Reddy started it, we will go to him in just a moment. But first, Survival Seed Bank, survivalseedbank.com. In a really serious crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think that is? You know why. Control and power. That's why they say they're doing it. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people. One seed bank at a time, one family at a time. A survival seed bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open-pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are hand-picked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple seed banks today while you still can. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And we are now into hour number three, of course. And this is our second hour of simulcasting. We always simulcast in the third and fourth hour, but a lot of days we do the first, second, third, and fourth hour simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, we just redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv, so I want to encourage all the listeners to go check out the new PrisonPlanet.tv and all the new functions and services that are there in the info war. Now, until about 45 after, we're going to have Walter Reddy on with us, and I'm going to open the phones up for 20 minutes or so. Then we have another guest coming on, and then an update from a Tea Party going on with several thousand people were being reported already starting to amass in San Antonio. The original committees of safety were composed of actual members of state legislatures, generally recognized activists and other leaders from the states, who were appointed by the committees by the legislatures to serve as the legislature's agents and advisors, we need this again, and to carry on the legislature's work during recess. The committees, it's kind of like a legate or a spokesman, an agent. The committees were never independent of the legislatures and never carried out any plans that were not approved by the legislature, just like senators until 1913 were voted on by the legislatures, meaning you popularly elect the legislatures, but the senators are creatures of the state in Washington. See, that's the local control they're getting rid of. The chief concern of the committees was the safety of the public, to put the territory under the supervision in a state of defense and maintain its there effectively. And he goes through the provincial committees of safety in the American Revolution, Cleveland, Ohio, and all the different historical records of that. But let's go ahead and go to Walter Reddy. Walter, you've done so much. You're instrumental in awakening people to the New World Order takeover in the early 90s and even before that, and getting people mobilized, true libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, classical liberals, paleoconservatives. How would you describe yourself, and just recap for folks that may not know who you are, the work you've done?
Well, thank you, Alex. You've done you've done an amazing job too, and it's a real honor to be on here with you. I would kind of describe myself as a constitutional activist, and I'm so happy that we have more and more activists instead of just sitting back. We that's exactly what we need. We need more people getting involved and taking action. And, well, I don't know where to start here. What would you... The original committees of safety, like you were saying, they were actually like a subcommittee of the original colonial assemblies. And when the royal governor was acting as the executive branch, we still had the colonial assemblies. The committees of safety functioned as their executive branch, and they appointed the local committees of safety, appointed the officers, militia officers, to for their security and defense of that.
And that's why they call state police public safety today, because they try to have its, quote, roots of empowerment through the state legislatures and through their charters, but really they've just turned into federal minions. So you're trying to bring back the real committees of safety, and you, I'm sure you know,
yes,
you were demonized in the Virginia anti-terrorism threat assessment. You were demonized in previous MIAC reports, now reported on by the Kansas City Star. They are very upset about citizens actually working with their elected representatives, because we have the executive branch of the feds trying to make not just the state legislatures invalid and ceremonial and vestigial, but also the federal Congress and PDD 51. So they are desperately trying to even render the legislatures gelded, and they're very afraid of the people tying in to their real power, the state governments constituted by the people. And so they're screaming bloody murder. The feds are. This is like kryptonite to Bizarro.
Exactly. You're absolutely right, Alex. And I think they know that, and this thing is so powerful, and you've done a great job on breaking that left-right paradigm, false left-right paradigm. I mean, they're so afraid, our adversaries, if we ever unite and get behind this common, what's for our common general welfare and safety, you know, the people, and bring that power back to the people. So that's what we're really about. The committees of safety differ in that sense. We're not part of the state legislators, but we are working with them. We support our state legislators in performing their most vital constitutional duties. And Dr. Edwin Vieri, who happens to be the chairman of our board, he pointed out clearly, we want to reclaim these two ancient powers, the power of the purse and the power of the sword, and bring this back to the people, these two powers.
Absolutely. Tell us about what's coming up this weekend. Very historical.
Oh, it's incredible. We were up there at Lexington for the past couple of months. I've been dealing with the Lexington selectmen's, on the Lexington, town of Lexington. They have five selectmen, and they have, I'd say like a gatekeeper. It was very difficult to get through. We ended up at the selectmen's meeting, and we needed three of the five votes of the selectmen to get this. We had major opposition for our group to get this.
Yeah, to be able to assemble in America now is near impossible, but you did get through that unconstitutional hoop.
On the actual green where the Battle of Lexington took place, we have the official commit. We got the permit. Committees of Safety got the permit to for the official staging area on the actual anniversary, on the day.
Beautiful.
Of the anniversary. They're not having the official reenactment till the next day. So this is really amazing. And we've got the Oath Keepers, like you mentioned, they'll be attending. It's a great coalition that we're building.
And by the way, there's all these big famous Navy SEAL captains and other people that lead movements of millions of people are going to be there. I mean, there are a lot of big heavy hitters that are going to be there. I'm very honored you guys have invited me. I'm tied down here.
I hope you make it, Alex. We really need you there. And I'd love to talk to you off air about what's going on there. But
we'll talk after the show. I apologize for calling you. I've just been so busy with interviews and everything else, because we're having such a huge harvest right now, Walter, as you know. So many people are waking up right now that I'm just tied down to in radio interviews talking to millions a day. But what's important here is that you and others that have been in this fight as long as I have or longer, you're out there, as people wake up to the New World Order and get upset, you're actually out there showing them what the real problem is instead of letting them get co-opted by the controlled left or the controlled right. And so we need, this is the time for every able-bodied man and woman to come to the aid of their country and to fill in that vacuum. There's a power vacuum now because the New World Order is so unpopular. We've got to come in there and fill it with the Constitution, with the Bill of Rights, with the spirit of 1776.
I believe we have a simple plan here, and I think it will work, and it's very powerful. It's a simple plan. It's contained in this petition we have on our site. You can download it. And the petition is to, we support a constitutional system of security and defense for a free state, which includes a sound money system, monetary system. We're hoping to get millions of these petitions signed, because with that, that will be our power, the power that we can get these state legislators to enact these statutes to reclaim these powers.
Walter, stay there. I want to hear about this when we get back. And by the way, folks, you said we couldn't do it. 30-plus states are moving, and some states are passing 10th Amendment resolutions.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place
place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air. Walter Reddy is our guest. Got a ton of news coming up I haven't even gotten to yet. Germany bans the cultivation of GM corn, and they've got all the studies there where it's killing the bees, folks, because the corn has a pesticide in it. It grows its own pesticide, so bugs won't eat it. But bees and birds don't know, and they eat it and die deader than a hammer. I told you years ago with German scientists it was the corn. So this is a real environmental crisis, not all the fake ones they use to set up carbon taxes and things. I've got a bunch of other news here that we're going to be going over. But right now, going back to Walter Reddy. Walter, plug the Committees of Safety website. And then also, you were getting into this petition that's taking place. I mean, I want to point out to the listeners, a couple of months ago, we were really hammering the fact that we could have state rights, 10th Amendment declarations and 9th Amendment declarations refiled just to educate the public and have the states draw a line in the sand. That all started in Oklahoma and New Hampshire. Well, now it's 30-plus states. South Dakota's passed it. Texas is on the verge. Other states are passing it. This is an example of the animating contest of liberty. The evil is animated because it wants to steal and control. We have to be animated because we want liberty and the animating contest. Get that competitive spirit out there to beat their attempted takeover. So please continue.
Yes, you're right, Alex. We have a lot of allies within our state legislators, and but it's a great first step, the way I see it. You know, the exerting this 10th Amendment, their sovereignty, and they're starting to wake up. A lot of these state legislators, like you know, I mean, are just starting to wake up too to where that real power resides. It resides with we the people in the states, and the federal government's limited. So what we're doing, what these petitions that we're calling for, this will put teeth into those 10th Amendment resolutions. Because right now, without that revitalized state militia and the sound, stable money system, I mean, it's just the federal government is still controlling the purse strings, and we need to be able to get these powers back.
Now, Walter, Reddy, explain this to people. You've been studying the militia and promoting it for many years. I've studied the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. I've interviewed all these constitutional law scholars. I've gotten a pretty clear picture, but I want to get your take on it because there's confusion. There's really three militias. There's the liberal, fake, counterfeit Obama, tattle on your neighbor, do gun confiscation militia, which they've openly announced and detailed what it is. It's exactly what we said because we read their book, the chief of staff. There's the infiltrated FBI-created fake racist militia where we caught the Viper militia and everybody else, where the FBI becomes a militia leader. They recruit weak-minded people. They set them up and sting them to create the illusion of this big, dangerous militia to demonize the third type, the real militia that is local, state-controlled by the counties, the cities, the legislatures, really civil defense for the state sovereignty against common criminals and the feds. And so people try to oversimplify and confuse the three militias. I had a big liberal talk show host ask me, well, if you're for militias, Alex, why aren't you for what Barack Obama wants? There's a difference between federal compulsory and late and local state militias.
Absolutely. And what the Department of Homeland Security, this top-down structure, pyramidal structures, what they're trying to impose on us. This is just the opposite. It's like a reversed pyramid where the way it was originally, the original principles, the colonial militia from the earliest days, early 1600s till the late 1800s, that was the for over 250 years. That was the structure.
The posse.
Structured. The power was really with the people. The officers were elected within the town, the militia officers, and that's what we want to revitalize by statute.
And generally, it was military veterans, it was police, it was firemen, it was people who wanted to be involved were in the militia. Basically, all the men were, but it was, you know, who wanted to show up and be part of it. And the community was one group of people, and everybody trusted each other instead
exactly.
of these federalized local police that are taught not to trust us. Police, wouldn't you rather have the people be your friends and you be with the people?
Yes, and what we want to do, and during the, like, say, the War of Independence, the state militia it complemented the Continental Army. The state militias worked, you know, they complemented one another. We had a invasion and the colonial militia was around much earlier, 1620.
And they helped win a lot of the battles. Stay there, Walter. I'm talking about this big meeting coming up this weekend where you see this amazing renaissance of liberty going and how we can be sure that the good guys win. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
They are your ancestors. It is your heritage. No matter where you come from in the world, your ancestors struggled so you'd have a little bit of freedom you have today. Is your life just going to be this drunkenness of entertainment and sports and drugs and alcohol? Clear your mind. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. We all need to take off like a week. I'm not saying some set time, but we should all take off for like a week, once a year, and literally fast. Not eat a lot, just drink water, get focused, think about the world, think about what's important. Because I'll get where I'm working so hard, doing so much, it's almost like I'm drunk on work. You know, I'm staying so busy that every time I just pause for a day or two, I get so much more discernment, understanding, and focus. But can you imagine the average American working 8-9 hours at work, fights traffic for an hour, their kids get home on the bus 3 hours before them, watch television, go on the internet, see God knows what. Kids don't even talk to each other across school counters anymore at lunch. They just text each other. We're being sucked into the matrix. We're drunk on entertainment and distractions, forgetting what's really going on in the world and what life's all about. Men are meant to stand up for their tribe, for humanity, and to be involved in their communities and to push for justice. But people are like, oh, the government's doing bad things, but that's just what they do. That's called capitulation. And as soon as you capitulate to corruption, it goes straight downhill. You know, you don't just say, oh, things are kind of corrupt, I'm going to put up with it. The moment you do that, the level of tyranny you will live under is the level you put up with, as Thomas Jefferson said, paraphrasing. Going back to Walter Reddy, Walter, committees of safety, recap what's coming up this weekend, folks all over the country, what's going to be happening at this event, and then let's continue talking about what the real militia reborn would look like instead of the fake Fed militia where they let's hide behind the bushes and train and everybody's a Fed and let's build pipe bombs. And then in every case, it was a Fed who tricked a few good old boys to build a pipe bomb with him. And then they put on the news, incredible terrorist attack foiled. And they go out and create a fake Viper militia out of a methamphetamine cooking biker gang. And the FBI created it, you know, the fake Klan groups, all of it. How do we navigate that? I guess we'd be out in the open, have our manifesto of liberty.
We are. We're doing the committeesofsafety.org is it's a First Amendment group. That's what we are. And we're working on these. We will be working on these statutes to revitalize it and give it legal authority. That's what the private militias right now do not have. I mean, it always was for 250 years. It was through colonial militia statutes or state militia statutes.
And law always goes back. Law always goes back to the base. And so under the founding, under the clear letter of the law and the intent, we are to have these local militias under the county and the state, and we need them right now.
Yes. And locally, and the officers elected by the people, the ones they trust within their community, not this top down out of Washington, you know, all seeing eye of Washington, you know, that pyramidal structure they have in place. So that's what we're doing. We're going to be anyone that's near, can make it to Lexington. It's Sunday, noon to 3 p.m. We'll be on the green at Lexington, the very spot where it took place, the shot heard around the world beginning. So, what else?
Well, what you're doing is so important, Walter, and what Oath Keepers is doing is so important because tyranny will always come to your door in a uniform. And the average military, the average police, look at, I keep saying this because it's a key point. Ron Paul got more political contributions than either one of the other political party candidates combined. Ron Paul got the military donations because they're good people on average. They're trying to hire gangbangers, illegal aliens, and others to create the foreign force, and that's not going too well for them. So they got all these PR campaigns running, pushing it. But we have to reach out to the police and military. Tell folks about the Oath Keepers, and because they're going to be there with you as well, and some of the other speakers.
Yes. Well, this I'm really so pleased about this because it counters like these MIAC reports and everything else that want to separate the people and the patriots in this country from our police and military. You know, so this is a great coalition. We want a number of Oath Keepers. Stuart Rhodes has started up, founded. They have local and, retired and current military and police that are reaffirming their oath to uphold the Constitution, will not disarm, violate their constitutional oaths and oppress the people. So this is great. I mean, the original colonial militia we had at that time, they supplemented at the time it was the constables and the sheriffs. You know, they had their function, but we were all united under a common goal to protect our rights.
Well, also, they knew that you couldn't have a constable or sheriff's deputy everywhere at every time. That's why they said, men, it's your job to protect this area from criminals, from the natives, and then from corrupt government. And so that's what liberty's all about. And Switzerland has this system. Mm-hmm. A few other countries have it. And yep. They are all the freest nations on earth.
Yeah, so it'll probably, that's a good point, Alex. I mean, it'll probably, when we revitalize it by state statute, the constitutional state militia, it'll probably look a little bit more like something like the Swiss militia has today. You know, it won't look like it did 200 years ago, but it's the same principles. And our founders believed there was only time they used the word necessary in our Constitution. In order to have a free state, there was one thing that was necessary. And it wasn't Congress, it wasn't even the president, it wasn't the Supreme Court. But this one thing was a state institution called a well-regulated militia. That means well-organized within the communities and within the states. That will provide for a free state. And without that, you have the opposite, like a police state. And we haven't had a fully functioning state militia anywhere in this country for over 100 years. And that's what our goal is to revitalize it.
Well, it's just beautiful, Walter. Are you buoyed? Are you excited? Does it hearten you to know that there are states like South Dakota, Texas on the verge? Texas is big.
Yes.
In fact, coming out and saying, there is tyranny. We're not putting up with the tyranny of the feds.
Absolutely. And, Alex, I know you had a lot of the state legislators on that are starting to get this. And they're really, and I've spoke to a number of them, Dan Itza up in New Hampshire, friend of mine, and Charles Key down in Oklahoma, I've spoken to, and this is exactly what they need. Our allies in these state legislators need this power behind it, and this is what the petition is all about. So the state legislators know that the people are behind this. We'll be able to have the power behind it to get these statutes enacted. So.
In fact, speaking of that, here's Rick Perry, Bilderberg Group member, New World Order, everything else. But because our movement's coming so huge, getting so large, the people are ready for revolution everywhere and resistance to tyranny. The establishment is having to at least camouflage themselves like us. And that's fine, because that only legitimizes what we're doing even more to block what the New World Order's doing through Barack Obama. Here he is in a press conference 2 days ago.
It concerns all Texans. It concerns all Americans. 10th Amendment was enacted by folks who remembered what it was like to have a very oppressive government, to be under the thumb of tyrants and an all-powerful government. Unfortunately, the protections it guarantees have melted away over the course of the years. You're probably familiar with that old adage about how to boil a frog. You know, you just get him to sit there in that pot and you turn up the heat a little bit by a little bit, and before you know it, the frog doesn't realize it, but he's done. And since the United States Constitution was ratified, the federal government's been slowly kind of turning up the heat on the states, if you will. And they've eroded the notion of states' rights. The Founding Fathers understood that a one-size approach doesn't work with the states when it comes to governing, especially a country the size of the United States. And I'll promise you it doesn't work for Texas. Our economic strength compared to the federal budget mess and other problems that they've got up there is a great example that Texans know best how to govern Texas.
Okay.
We're proof.
Now, meanwhile, Perry's been going along with the land grabbing, the roads being handed over to foreign countries, all of this. But at least he's got to come out now and sound like us. And in the MIAC report, in the Virginia terrorism threat assessment, in the new Homeland Security report we got that's now national news, they specifically name the state's rights. And they try to claim we're calling for secession. And they always misframe what we're saying. We're saying the states created the federal government. We can uncreate it and recreate it. But at this phase, all we're saying is we're not under your unconstitutional control. Right, Mr. Ruddy? Ready?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We're just want to put a check on their constitutional, what we've delegated to the federal government. You know, all other powers belong to the states and the people. Basically, the 10th Amendment there.
But the feds are completely out of control and don't care. So we have this collision coming, and the establishment knows it's coming. How do you see this playing out, Walter?
Well, I'm really hopeful just to see, like, the majority of the states now and at least introducing these 10th Amendment resolutions. That means that we have a lot of support within our state legislators. And with this petition, this is a powerful weapon. I mean, the ones that aren't with us, I think they'll vote for it and sponsor it just out of fear, but that they'll
exactly lose it. It makes them pick a side and show us who they're with. Again, fire out the website for the big event coming up this weekend.
Okay, you can go to committeesofsafety.org. We have a flyer on there, and I'd like to encourage your listeners, Alex, please join us. Volunteer, sign up with us. Doesn't cost anything, and get in this battle with us.
Yeah, because this is a prototype, what you're doing with the Oath Keepers and others. And you've got very prominent people coming to this who represent millions. You know, the Rolling Thunder folks and all of them are going to be. You need to really promote this, listeners, because we're reaching out to the military and police and giving them a choice. A lot of them haven't thought they have a choice. Do you want to be with the Republic, the founders, liberty, freedom, free market, decency, honor? Or do you want to be with the New World Order and give them that choice? Let them. The choice was always there. A lot of them just didn't really consciously think about it. We are presenting them that choice, and this is historical. Walter Ruddy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Okay.
And listen, we'll talk to you after the event coming up. Thank you so much for inviting me there as well. Okay. I want to take your calls when we come back to the next segment. I just want to say this. We are at a crossroads, and I keep repeating that, but we're at a real crossroads here. The forces of corruption, control, dominance, usurpation are upon us. That's human history. That's the norm. Do you want to live under bondage? You don't know how good something is until it's gone. And being a slave is not fun. And a lot of people now are figuring out this is serious. This isn't a joke or a game. And so they're finally waking up. But they're waking up kind of like a baby wakes up to the wider world. They still don't know exactly what's going on. And there to greet them is the controlled left. And there to greet them is the controlled right. There to greet them is the Fox News and the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks. And on the left is the era Anna Huffingtons and that fake revolution. George Soros, Ford Foundation, who's attacking me in big publications right now. And so you got the foundation-controlled left, you got the corporate-controlled right, but they're all counterfeits of what would really be going on regardless. And so there had been 400 years of war, more than 400 years of war, going back to the 1100s, the 1200s, in England, under some of the most incredible oppression humanity's ever seen. England was like North Korea for hundreds of years. I mean, the literal lords would have sex with your wives whenever they wanted to as a joke. They called it, you know, breeding into your stock. They would keep you on enough land just to survive and then take most of what you had. And they wrote about how it was meant to make you starve and control you. And people fought and died in England for 400 plus years. I mean, they had wars. The people rose up, the commoners, they grabbed the king, cut his head off, you know, threatened to cut his head off in another event. I mean, it was endless war with the elite coming back time and time again. And they got the Magna Carta, they got the Parliament, and those ideas became the light of the world. Not saying they're perfect. And it was the British idea, the common law, to end slavery, but they also had to blame England and the U.S. when it ended worldwide, still going on in Middle East in some cases, North Africa, but the point is, with the Magna Carta saying, well, they deserve rights as well. First it was the God, you know, the king is God, everybody else is a slave. Then it was the king is no longer God, and the nobles represent the people. And then it was, no, the people, they're on top of the king and everybody else. So there's that idea. And it's always a struggle between freedom and slavery, tyranny and liberty. There's always that, you know, tyranny and liberty are at odds against each other. You've got tyranny, corruption, bondage, control, slavery on one end. You've got liberty and freedom and decency. And the only problem with freedom and liberty and decency is it creates so much wealth so fast when people trust each other and can work together and have a good attitude. And when honor and intelligence and courage is honored, then your society goes to the stars. Government societies, elite societies, it's a bunch of spoiled frat boy wannabes ruling over you, hating you doing well and enjoying controlling you. So this is the big choice that everybody has. And our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, the militia, liberty, freedom, that's what we should all be pushing for. More freedom, less tyranny. And it shouldn't be labeled right wing or left wing. It should be labeled liberty versus tyranny. And now is the time. Revolution is on. The establishment wants to use the revolution of people upset to misdirect that into building the New World Order. We need to go in and use this power vacuum to get our country back and cut government down to size. Stay with us. We'll come right back with your calls.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and act we're out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
I don't have any audio here. I don't know what's going on today. You know, there's a big conspiracy theory on the internet. People pass these videos around. I've seen them and they say, who is Alex talking to? He's doing some code. Because I'm sitting there talking on air, and then suddenly I reach over here and hit a button. That's where they can hear me in the control room, but you can't hear me. Like, a caller will be talking, and I'll go, you hit the button, but you can't hear me. And I'll say, hey, I'm having a coughing fit. Will you bring me a glass of water in? Because I can't get up. And then people find me sitting there hitting the button, where you can't hear me talking, and they think it's a conspiracy. Folks, the conspiracies are open. They're right out in the open. It isn't Alex Jones. Now, I wanted to do a joke bit when we came back from break with my shirt off today. I've done this joke a couple times because that's how I feel. You know, I paid the income tax today, and they've gotten rid of most of the write-offs, even for equipment and things. And so it's just hardly have any money left over to even expand the office. I mean, I try to spend almost all my money just to run the operation because that's what I'm doing this for, but also I have the pleasure of not paying that much taxes. But that's why most Americans, what is it, 80-something percent, have it taken out as withholding. And they brag they did that in the 40s so you wouldn't notice what was happening. In fact, up on Infowars.com, guys, I have the Donald Duck cartoon. It's a 5-minute thing about kill Hitler, pay your taxes, income taxes, income taxes. It's to fight Hitler. But notice they kept it after the war. This is the type of propaganda they use. But I make the joke that, you know, people could see themselves having their literal shirt off their backs taken. And a lot of folks don't have enough money to pay for their houses and their cars, who even live modestly. And now they're so broke, or they lost their job and then had spent all their extra money, that they have no money to pay the tax man, Reuters reported. The tax man says, sorry, you're going to pay it. So see, if you're Madoff or any of these guys, you're okay. So our money's going to all these criminal bankers. And meanwhile, a lot of folks can't even pay the tax to the private Federal Reserve. Not one run sitting, your income tax goes around the country. It goes to pay interest on the debt to the private bankers. So, yeah, look at the guys in there. They are shirtless as well. That's the office of Paul Hartman and Jaron Neihardt. Guys, oh, wait a minute. I see one of you still has a shirt, so I guess Big Brother didn't take it all, huh? Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous. All right, that's enough. That's enough. But, you know, thank you, guys. Anything to illustrate how ridiculous this is. What gets taken out of your paycheck? Probably what? 30% of what you make? I sign your paychecks around here. And then I got to match your Social Security, which you'll never see. You know, let's say after FICA and Medicare and Medicaid and what you supposedly pay for Social Security, that's about 10% on average. I got to match that. So let's say you get paid $13-14 an hour. Okay? That's another, and then I got to pay a couple bucks of that extra on top of that just in the matching for the Social Security. And then it doesn't go to that. It goes right to the private bankers who put it in their private bank accounts and then loan the money back to us. All right, I'm going to talk to Joshua, Mark, Daniel, Laura, Tim, Dave, and others. Your calls are coming up. And, you know, I got a guest coming up dealing with Secret Mysteries DVDs, but I may just cancel him because this is tax day and I know folks want to talk. We're just going to move that guest. I bet he's going to get mad, but c'est la vie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's already the final hour. I had Chris Pinto joining us today. Secret Mysteries Revealed. Great three-part film. We have at InfoWars.com, and I apologize to him. But I've got our reporters coming up in about 30 minutes from on the ground in San Antonio where the Tea Party's kicking off with Lord Beck. And I want to take your phone call. So we're going to move Mr. Pinto to next week. And then I'm going to play some war propaganda later. Donald Duck pressed into service to brainwash the public. So we'll be going over that. So they use your tax money to finance this type of crap. That's why the public's so dumbed down. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Joshua in California. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. Wow, I just want to say what an honor it is to talk to you. I'm a Prison Planet member, and, you know, anyone else that's listening, if you're not a member, you should totally support Alex. You talk about the moral compass and you give us, you know, direction. I mean, by putting things in perspective, you can see where you are in the world. And, you know, you really helped my life a lot with that. I spoke to Burmese a couple of weeks ago about my dad was best friends with Peter Grace, one of the founding members of the Bilderberg. And, you know, those, like all the stuff you're illuminating people about, you know, about the occult and bird flu and, you know, and you know these elitists are trying to like steal our money with these taxes, all this stuff to fund. You know, like you said, our own. You know, their eugenic plans. It's crazy. And I'm going to be printing up flyers that I got of your broadcast. They have them online, Alex Jones flyers, and going to the Tea Party and passing them out and stuff. And I just want to say thank you so much. And one other thing, if I could, in California, they've passed a law already. A lot of people don't know about it, where they're even outlawing fireplaces, just wood-burning fireplaces. You can't, they're not being permitted anymore. If you want to build a house, you can't have a fireplace.
No, I know. Europe is saying they got to close them up in a bunch of countries, and they're banning outdoor space heaters, saying it's the carbon footprint. That's what the Obama deception covers, is this is total serfdom. This is feudalism. When I say serfdom and feudalism, I don't just mean slavery. It was a system of keeping you under their full control.
It's completely true. I mean, like you were saying, I mean, they have this system in place for so many years, you know, that that they're just trying to, you know, just control people. And just, I mean, you read about the sickness that all that these like monarchs and the black nobility have, and you know, everyone just thinks it just disappears, you know, like when they get their power in place, when they become more powerful, that they just all of a sudden become good guys, you know?
Yeah, no, they tell the public that elites don't exist. They just say, oh, everything's happy, the government only loves you, there's no corruption. And then under this national security umbrella, they've been doing whatever they want since 47. And then now they're on the news saying, we've got to restrict guns in America because of Mexico. Mexico has a total gun ban. I mean, they need to decriminalize drugs right now. That's what's going to end all this. But they know that. They create the crises to offer the solution. And the globalists have made big moves the last century four or five times and killed 200 million people. And I've seen that attack profile. They're clearly trying that attack profile now to radically over, it's their revolution, to overthrow Europe, overthrow the United States, fully enslave us. They want a hot revolution. They've been building up incrementally, but it's just like putting a piece of paper on top of flame. At first it browns and it yellows and then browns and cracks, and then boom, it flashes, flashpoint. And right now the free world is like a brown piece of cooked wood or paper that's about to flash into flame. And, you know, we've seen other parts of the world flash into flame, and we know what this looks like. And I'm going, get ready, incoming, it's coming in. And people are like, yeah, it is bad, the tyranny's bad. Just the lead vanguard of breakers in this wave. And I'm like, no, look out to sea. And they're like, my God, it's a 500-foot tsunami. And I'm like, absolutely, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Tyranny is upon us. And I tell the police and military, they're forming you up in blocks to march out against the people. This isn't the Soviet Union or Germany or China. You are going to be absolutely annihilated, and so are the people. It is going to be a bloodbath. How do we avert this? How do we stop it?
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why do they call it a spirit of 1776? It's an attitude, a mindset. And yes, liberty, freedom, justice is a spirit. You know, you can boil it down to science, almost like a wavelength that mammals put off or other creatures. You know, how does a rat know when a tornado's coming 2 days before? It knows in its gut. It has, you know, how do birds know how to fly thousands of miles that have, you know, hatched out a few months before out of eggs, and they know how to fly without their parents, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 miles to another continent? Call it spirit, call it stuff about our brains we don't understand. Things unknown, whatever. It's a spirit of liberty. That's why they have a spirit of darkness. 50 million abortions, corruption, police in black uniforms, everybody wearing skulls and death. All these trappings mean something. It's a spirit of bondage, a spirit of destruction, a spirit of death and fire. That's not the spirit I like. And I know the spirit of liberty and honor is much stronger. And the Satanists and the Luciferians go to the dark side believing, you know, it has all this power. And I guess in a way, it does give them a petty power the moment they flip it on. The moment you flip the switch into evil, it's there. Goodness takes sacrifice. Goodness takes commitment. Goodness means you have to go through tribulation. You have to go through fear. And it's a test. And you like with all things, it progresses. And it gets better and better as you stand up for what's right. Studying evil, which I've done, it's better up front and then gets worse. You understand how that works? Whereas goodness is really hard up front, but gets better as you get deeper into it and lay your life down, lay your name down. And that's why the establishment back in the 40s, they'd had the income tax since 1913, but nobody had, you know, maybe 1%. Tax rate for a small group of people, just getting it set up and everybody trained. Because people wouldn't pay it. They wouldn't put up with it. They tried. But they got them to in 1943, the spirit of 43. And Milton Friedman said, we'll just do withholding from all their factory checks. We'll say it's treason if you don't pay and if the companies don't take the money out. And they said it was to fight the war when the government could issue its own currency to begin with. And, of course, it was a good war against Hitler until you realize that Hitler was set up by British and U.S. intelligence. Now, does that mean he didn't have to be fought? No, they create these boogeymen that come after you. But they set him up just like they set up the communist. That's now declassified on record. Let's go to the calls. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Today. Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, Mark.
Alex, actually, I have two heartfelt suggestions here for you today, and wanted to give them to you and be most interested to hear your comment about them. First one is that you have a money bomb. Last time I made that request a couple of months ago, you said that was definitely on the front burner, but I understand there can be complications and such like that, but I don't really like asking.
I'm trying to finish the projects I've got.
Right.
And believe it or not, we got 7,800 square foot office.
I do know that.
And we've already filled it up with equipment and stuff. I've got a little area for the TV studio. I'm trying to build it. But the space right next to us, we're in the cheapest stuff in Austin, out on the edge of town, industrial area. And they've rented out everything but the space right next to us. And they just offered us that at half price. I may have to do a money bomb just to ensure I had 2-3 years of rent for that and to put in the proper equipment. But then we can go to the whole next level. If the money bomb, you know, brought in $200,000 or so, because then I'd spend it all to make sure we'd have to spend, you know, pay taxes on it. But the way they make you amortize out equipment, I have to go ahead and pay tax on equipment I bought that first and second year, and then down the road take it as a tax break. You know, so again, I buy a computer, a $5,000 computer and $1,000 software, and I've got to amortize it out over 2 or 3 years, you know, schedule it out. But people say, oh, just don't pay them, Alex. Oh, like Dick Sim Cannon of Arrow Custom Plastics and everybody else. And I mean, there's people just speaking out against the IRS being arrested for it. You know, like Irwin Schiff, Peter Schiff's dad, and Joe Bannister and Sherry Jackson and all them. I mean, these people don't play games. So I'm picking my fight. I'm picking the fights I'm going to have. I'm not picking a fight with the IRS. I'm following all their stupid, phony regulations and laws. It's just that I haven't really wanted to do a money bomb, but we've decided to do a money bomb. And funny you called. I finally said yesterday, I keep procrastinating, launch the money bomb. And are we going to have that ready to launch by Friday, the date of the money bomb? I'm going to go ahead and announce it now. It's the only way to get things done around here. People will just keep procrastinating because I want to just have a basic little widget. And, you know, and you think we've got all this technological skill here that just shows as people sign up, that Billy Bob from Texas is pledged to give on the money bomb date. And so we need to do that. And so, you know what? We're going to have the money bomb on the, what's the 20th of May? Isn't that a Wednesday? So we'll go ahead and announce a money bomb. I got to go ahead and announce it isn't going to happen. That's just how it works around here. But anything else, sir?
Yes, Alex, thank God for that. And I know it'll be a great success because I believe you pulled in $250,000 last time. And the world's gotten a lot worse as far as the manifestation of evil between then and now. I think people are just, like I said before, Alex, you know, just really happy to be behind our cause because you're at the tip of the spear on the good side and we're right behind you. And I think it'll happen all over again at least as much. I wanted to add in, Alex, my main point for calling today, and that is Mr. Reddy, you know, he said that they really need you at Lexington. And, Alex, you should go because you're a leader and you're an inspirational and unifying force. This is where the American Revolution was born. This place has a lot of power from the past and right into the present. And a 1 or 2 hour documentary could be made of a speech by you at the assembly there. Please let me finish. as well as what the InfoWar already is planning to do in doing on-site coverage of the most important event, really, which is potentially a large and national first step in regaining our constitutional republic, Alex. This is a very important event, and it's more important than a few interviews, which you can get back to as soon as you get back. It'll only take a day or two out of your time. I'm begging you, please, to go, Alex, this man. These people have set this up. They're getting out there. This is the event, Alex. Please recognize it as such. Please reconsider your decision on this, and please pray about it, and God bless you, sir.
Mark, God bless you. Look, I had the Oath Keepers on here, and they were already getting big. Jack McClan pointed about to me. We plugged him here, and Rhodes and others have told me it really exploded after that. But that's just because we've got great activist listeners. You made it explode. And we posted their videos and all that to try to promote them. And I'm having them on promoting their event, and I know Lexington is important. If I'm going to release an Obama film by July 4th, if I'm going to continue on my program and my operation, I mean, I turned down going to England and Europe and Japan to speak to their parliament. I turned down, I was invited to speak to the Japanese parliament. I remember the parliament. I get invited everywhere. You don't think I don't want to see Japan? You don't think I don't want to? I mean, I would love it to walk away from this radio show. It's a ball and chain, really. 4 hours a day. And then I'm going to be on a couple shows tonight, Steve Quayle and others. I mean, again, I would love to go to this event. I've been invited to go and speak. I'm sending two people, and that's where we need funds. You know, it costs money to do all this. I'm sending two people so that we can put other – we need to make it about making other people leaders, like Scott Rhodes, Edwin Vieira, and others. I mean, I'm here to lift up people who I believe are good and decent and honorable. I've tried to lift up other people in the past that turned out to be mentally ill, but I've gotten a little bit better discernment over the years. Because for me, this isn't about Alex Jones being the leader. You know, I get invited to speak all the time, too. And a few times I do show up, then there's always a little squabble with some of the organizers going, he's too radical, we don't want him. And a lot of times I'll just go, you know, my car's over there, I'm going to go ahead and go. And then they'll be at my car begging me to go speak. And I'm just like, I don't care about speaking to a crowd of people. See, people get this kind of mixed up. Primitively, folks get really excited speaking to a big crowd of folks. I mean, I've seen people in front of a crowd of 1,000 people, and they, I mean, it's like this primitive monkeyism or something like, oh, my God, I've just become, you know, I'm like, I'm the tribal leader. Oh, my God. I consciously realize that talking on radio and TV, reaching millions, I mean, that's no hype, folks, that 3 weeks ago, well, 3 weeks into the release, a week ago, of the Obama deception, I spent a couple hours counting up all the views on different video sites. It was over 15 million. That was 10 million a week before that. I haven't counted it up. It's impossible to now. I mean, a million here, 2 million there, 1.5 million here, 1,300,000 there, 400,000 here, 200,000 there, 20,000 here, 80,000 there. 15 million people? I made a film shattering the left-right paradigm, and it's been seen for free by 15 million people? I mean, that's doing damage to the New World Order, folks. That's doing damage to the New World Order. I mean, I am in there, reaching 15 million people. They're now awake to go be part of the Tea Parties or to go be part of Oath Keepers or to go be part of Civil Defense or the Minutemen or Second Amendment groups. And I say, okay, I got to make another film. It's kind of like I'm a boxer and I'm going up against this really big opponent. And I'm hitting him. He's starting to get dizzy. It looks like I got him. I got about 30 seconds till that bell rings. And he may come out of that corner if I don't knock him out now and beat me in the next round. Because I'm getting tired. And I can run off and try to fight some other opponent. No, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to keep swinging and pounding with the radio interviews and the films. See, I mean, I'm just going to boom, boom. I'm going to give everything I got. Try to end this fight right now. Not going to hesitate. I know there's all this lore and everything about Lexington, and that's good. That's for these men to be part of that and to have those police and military there drinking deeply from the spirit of liberty and affirming themselves on the path to victory against tyranny. That is their road. I go down another road. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 15th, 2009. Gold opened at $896.20 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $922.28, $461.14 for the half ounce, and $230.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $922.28, $461.14, and $230.57.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
People are learning that it's the private bankers that are taxing them, the private bankers that are cheating them. They're learning how criminal the government is. They're learning about all the secret reports because the police and military are leaking them to us, how they're saying gun owners are terrorists and bad. They're afraid of the people rising up peacefully and taking the nation back, so they're planning to use violence against us and stage terror attacks to demonize us. But that cat is out of the bag as well. That's been exposed. The jig is up in that area of the paradigm. And so here we're coming. We're coming for you, tyrants. And you know it. Patriots just got to keep the eye of the tiger, folks. Here it is for you. You trade your passion for glory. That's right, folks. It was so easy for me not to sell out when I was offered millions of dollars years ago to be the big national host and be a neocon. I just said no. They couldn't believe I said no. And I've said no repeatedly to deal after deal because it's who I am. It's what I stand for. That's what this is all about. And that's what it should be about for you. And that's when you're going to be fulfilled. All this crap of money. I mean, what is this? What is money? It's just fiat stuff that they bought up our world with. And they've got their all-seeing eye, their symbol on it. They didn't put on the money until 1913. When they took over, they said, hey, baby, we're running things now, and they put this on there. This is a bunch of crap. This is the system of bondage. People will sell out their families. They'll do anything for this crud. That's all it is. It's crud. It's a fiat fraudulent system. These dirtbag scam artist bankers run our society through this because they get us to accept this. And we give away our birthright and the engine of liberty and wealth for this fiat crap. And now they're butchering us and stealing everything we've got in the final phase of world government. For the world government to be built, the United States has to fall. We had a guest yesterday talking about that, and he was absolutely right. going through these phases. You know, first, Europe had to be destroyed, so they created Hitler. Then they brought him down. Then the Soviets, they built them up for a bipolar system, and they destroyed them. And now globalism came, and for globalism to turn into open world government, the United States and Europe have to fall. The people have to fall to the elites. They have to pauperize us. They have to make us their slaves as a tool of control. Let's go back to the calls. Daniel in Alabama, then we get to everybody, and then Laura, Tim, Dave, Alicia, David. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey there, sir.
Good.
I thank God for you. I just want to tell you, you know, you was talking about yesterday and again today about the 10th Amendment. I got some news on that from here in the state of Alabama. The bill that was introduced by Mr. Canfield,
yes,
has been shot down by our glorious majority House leader, King Gwynn. Apparently how Alabama's rules are set up, if it's vetoed and not scheduled, I mean, that's just it. It dies.
Yeah, they've unconstitutionally, a lot of states have this, allowed the committee heads to control the legislative process, and that's tyranny. Now, how unpopular will it be in Alabama to say no states' rights when this stuff's popular in New York and California?
The people I've talked to are pretty upset about it. Now, I tried to call Representative Gwynn and several times just in the past couple of days since I found this out. I tried to call yesterday and couldn't get on, but I tried to call, and they wouldn't even talk to me.
Well, see, what's going to happen is they're going to get embarrassed by Texas passing it, and that's a done deal now with Perry getting behind it. That's why he got behind it, because it's sure to pass. I've talked to the senator. It's got the votes in the House and Senate. South Dakota just passed. A bunch of other states are on the verge of passing. So, again, this is showing us who's who.
Well, what I want you to do, if you don't care, sir, there is another gentleman by the name of Scott Beeson. He's a senator. And since this has been shot down in the House, here in the next few days or so, from what I understand, he's preparing to actually put it up in the Senate. And I want everybody, all your listeners, everybody that can, I want them to call the State House, and I mean just ring their chimes good, and get this passed. And another thing,
Do you have the number to the State House in front of you?
The number I have here is for the State House is 334.
All right, we'll stay there. We'll get it out when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
See this propaganda 60 years later and see how ridiculous it is. Taxes, taxes, bombs, bombs. More of your calls. Going to get a report from the Tea Party down in San Antonio. And but the National Guard, regular army spying on people, that's admitted, that's confirmed, spies on us and in the Fed protest, because the bankers don't like us protesting how they're taking our tax money. And so they're acting like we're like conservatives mainly are going to riot. That's why conservatives are going to end up rioting someday, is the cops are going to beat them up, they're going to push them around, they're going to try to take our guns, and then it's on. Just like with the Redcoats in 1776, 230-something years ago. So the establishment knows they're going to keep bankrupting and stealing everything, so they know these are going to turn more aggressive in the future. And so that's why they're, I mean, I go protest the Fed, the Army spying on me. You can be 100 yards, 200 yards, a half mile away from the Fed. They run up off jurisdiction, little federal security guards, and say, leave or I'm arresting you. That's what it is to be a slave. Finishing up with, and I got to hurry through these calls, Daniel in Alabama. Daniel, give the number out to the State House.
The number I have for the State House is 334-242-7674. And okay. I just want to thank you, Mr. Jones, because you're a focal point. I want everybody in Alabama to call down there and ring their chimes, and in the words of Howard Beale, let them know we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it no more.
God bless you. I appreciate that. Hey, guys, print that off. I had it printed, but I can't find it in my stack. Print me that National Guard on alert for Tea Party protest before the conspiracy theories start. Punch me back up, because I keep getting emails about this. See, I'm on air. That guy's talking. I want him to put the National Guard thing back on screen, so I hit the button where they hear me in the control room. See, there's people in there. I hit this, and then I say, with it on, I say, put that back on screen. And then you can't hear me until I come back. I just wanted to... Every time I do that now, it's turned into I'm getting orders from the CIA or something in there. Soon I'm going to have a little earpiece, though. That's going to be a lot better than wearing these big headphones. Does that come in yet? Yeah. Okay, good. All right, let me tell you about a few sponsors, then I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. And then that caller was great, but we got to go quicker here. eFoodsDirect.com, fantastic sponsor. My friends, listen very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay safe and alive. The prime rule of power is that you control nations with oil and people with food. eFoods Direct has the best quality storable food out there. It's fresh. It was just recently made. You know, they're making it every week and then shipping it out. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years guaranteed in your garage or attic. You know, and even 100-degree heat. It's just great, 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 high-quality, non-GMO food. Check them out online. This is who I recommend, eFoodsDirect.com. The letter E, FoodsDirect.com. The J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Some of the other sponsors that I wanted to tell you about today is Home Game, and that's spelled HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. You can go there for free, find out how much your house is worth, how much it's listed for. I've been around for 10 years. I'd use this service before I even got them as a sponsor when we were moving a few years ago. And they have a home sale maximizer that tells you the least expensive repairs to do to your home or upgrades that'll give you the best resale value. Just an amazing site, HOMEGAIN.com, homegain.com. That's HOMEGAIN.com. Or click on the Infowars.com banner. It's Max Little Orange Gorilla. One other sponsor that I wanted to tell you about is Ecola Blue, the best atmospheric water generator out there, bar none. ECOLOBlue.com grabs the water right out of the air, not out of the river or the sewer pipe or, you know, however you're getting your water supply in your house, toilet taps, what a lot of people have. This is right out of the air. Then it goes through seven filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Ecoloblue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. Call and get your unit today or get a free brochure. Go to their website and look at all their other fine products. Ecoloblue.com, 800-691-6043. Okay, I'm done with the plugs. Let me hit this news story, then I'll go back to your calls. National Guard on alert for Tea Party protest. PrisonPlanet.com. The Maryland National Guard has been put on alert in anticipation of today's nationwide Tea Party protest, with Homeland Security spokesman refusing to deny that protesters will be under surveillance from the Department of Homeland Security, and he has links to all of that. The Maryland National Guard issued a force protection advisory April 11th. They issued that on me when I was in Dallas for In the Fed. Called us terrorists. It actually says the terrorist. You got to watch the terrorist, and they may hurt you. I mean, you guys, who's hurting you is the foreign bank stealing your whole future. But you'll find out. I know. Just feel powerful. The Maryland National Guard issued a force protection advisory. The document warns the National Guard to be on alert during the Tea Party protest because guardsmen and guard facilities might become targets of opportunity. Oh, of the Al-Qaeda, I guess. See, the whole fake Al-Qaeda thing, we told you it was for the American people because their own document said it. Now they're announcing it openly. See, Homeland Security is to make sure the bankers can steal everything you got without you ever stopping them. The contact point for the document listed as the Anti-Terrorism Program Coordinator. The Maryland Army National Guard, MDARNG Force Protection Advisory, is in response to a nationwide planning protest activity scheduled April 15th. Although there is no known direct threat to the MDNG facilities, this is what all these reports say, they may become a target of opportunity during protest activities throughout Maryland, states the advisory. Yeah, I have the Army advisory on us that says we're terrorists and may attack. It continues, but it goes on to say, but we have no history of that, but still we might. Well, you might too, you bastards. I mean, your bosses may bomb Oklahoma City again and blame it on us. It continues, numerous entities have formed recently to express displeasure, anger over recent federal state actions, more taxes, increased spending, higher deficits, and a surge of borrowing to pay for it all, bailout of the financial institutions, etc. This movement can be identified by different variations of Tea Party. Past Tea Party events have been peaceful. There was a Tea Party event in Solomons, Maryland on March 22nd. T stands for tax enough already. They don't want to dare mention it stands for the Founding Fathers. They got to act like, you know, no, that's what it stands for. The document then gives a full list of times and locations of the Tea Party protests in Maryland and advises National Guard personnel to contact local law enforcement when they feel threatened by protesters or protesters trespassing. It just goes on and on. I mean, you know, same thing that said for us in Dallas. Commanders at all levels should establish relationship with local police in order to understand local threats. And by the way, Raw Story of all people got it right. They have a headline today. I never got to it. Where it says, let me find it. That's the Washington Times, WorldNet Daily, AP. Oh, where is Raw Story? They actually got it right. And they admit here that the white supremacist cop killer was actually against me. And they were actually nice in this article. I appreciate that. Conservatives outraged at DHS assessment warning of violent right-wing extremism. The report by the Department of Homeland Security is causing waves of indignation among conservatives for labeling right-wing extremism, this is a quote, the most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States. That's a quote. Right-wing is not wanting foreign bankers raping you. So there's that article. Okay, let's zoom through your calls here. Laura in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I'm going to be going to the Tea Party here in Texas at 4 o'clock.
Which one? In San Antonio, Dallas, or?
Weatherford.
Okay, they're all over the place. Good.
Yes, and they actually announced it this morning on the news.
Hey, listen, we were just at UPS. doing a certified deal with our taxes. They were handing out free tea bags at the big UPS office here in Austin. Look, we're the majority. Okay, liberal, they want, that's why the media wants to make it liberals are going out to protest the tea parties. Then I actually talk to the liberals, they're actually going to join them. But see, the media, Fox News says liberals are coming to attack. They want to keep us in left-right groups to divide us. Then they divide us along race or religion. Again, everybody's sick of the bankers. And if we get that message out, the New World Order falls.
Yep, and that's what we're doing, Alex. I got the poster board saying in the Federal Reserve that funds the international bankers, audit the Federal Reserve, H.R. 1207. We are not your slaves, which is one of them that you did, you know, say in Dallas. But, we are behind you 100%, Alex. We got Obama deception. We made tons and tons of those movies. We actually bought that movie from you.
Good.
And we bought shirts. And we're out there defending our rights and our freedoms for our children, our constitutional rights.
Absolutely. And God bless you and good to hear from you. Yeah, go out to these tea parties and make sure the left-right paradigm is shattered. Hand out copies of the Obama deception. Yeah, we've got the best T-shirts out there. The answer to 1984, 1776, New World Order change, Obama. I mean, it'll all strike up conversations and meet like-minded people. You don't have to save the world by yourself. It's all of us doing a little something to explain what the New World Order is. It's the enemy. It's the criminals. They're the ones that are bad. They're the ones that need to be arrested. And all of this nightmare can stop. We can set about fixing our country. It's the bankers that fund the foundations to get everybody fighting with each other on race. It's all them. They brag about it. Either they go or we become slaves. I mean, it's real simple. It's us or them. Good job, Laura in Texas. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
It's really hard not to think about Aaron Russo today, isn't it?
Aaron Russo was a great guy, but he will live on through America, Freedom to Fascism, and Mad as Hell, and all the other great work he did.
I'm fresh back from my local tax office, where I passed out 200 copies of Aaron's video today.
Good.
And I have an idea for you, a new cabinet post to address this, like, pre-Soylent Green condition we're in. How about a Secretary of Atrophy?
Yeah.
And I really want to talk to you about this textbook, a civics textbook that's being used in the public schools, and everybody can get on board and call their local public school districts and get this book. It's called We the People, the Citizen, and the Constitution. Very briefly, in Section 5 of this textbook, the Second Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, and the Tenth Amendment is never mentioned. Now, how can we possibly
I've seen a bunch of textbooks people brought me in Texas where it says the Second Amendment is popularly known as the right to keep and bear arms, but it isn't. Only the National Guard can have guns. Tell me the name of the civics book. Email me at Rob D at InfoWars.com, or Aaron's here right now. Rob's gone. Aaron with two A's at InfoWars. We'll get it posted. Hell, I've got textbooks that they have for the social workers saying the family's a disease that must be eradicated. So I mean, there's never any end to how evil these are. Tell me the name of the wicked textbook and the page number.
It's called We the People, the Citizen, and the Constitution.
That's the civics book. I've seen that before.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We the People, go ahead.
The Citizen and the Constitution. Yet they seem to forget the most important amendments, the Second, the Ninth.
They couldn't get away with that if people were involved, and involved in the PTA, and involved in the government training camps. Good to hear from you. Got to jump.
I'm going to my school board meeting Monday, and I'm going to put this on a record.
Good. Exactly. They always want to distract people with, you know, does the textbook have enough in there about Heather's 10 mommies or whatever? Instead, we should be talking about how the textbooks are, but a lot of times they tell the truth. They go, oh, we're spraying you with trails. That's in a bunch of government textbooks for kids. Oh, we're spraying the clouds. Those are chemtrails for your safety. Then they tell adults it doesn't exist, but the government textbooks say it does. Trying to figure out how crazy all this is, man. Thank you. Well, let's go to Rob Jacobson for a quick report, and I'll go back to all the callers, Dave, Alicia, and David. I'll at least get to those three. Quick report, and Jason Burmis tonight, 9 to midnight, if there's any big incidents, they'll be playing video clips at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast the full 3 hours, and if something big happens, I'll be on the air with Burmy as well. Again, that's on the Genesis Network and at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members get to, again, see the video with their support at PrisonPlanet.tv. So this starts in about an hour, but they're already down there at the location in San Antonio, for one of the biggest in Texas, with Lord Glenn Beck. Go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex, just actually, I had to walk away a little bit from Jason's doing an interview with some people right now, and the music kicked up a little bit, but there's a lot of people out here. A lot of very anti-government stuff going on with these people, Alex. I don't know. They might have to lock them all up. It's looking beautiful. I see term limits. I see Obama is a traitor to the U.S. signs. I see no one is free under big debt. Stop subsidizing stupidity. These are just signs as I'm looking around right now that I'm seeing. There's thousands of people out here. I've seen don't tread on me shirts. People are seriously concerned.
Now, when Glenn Beck heard we were coming, he got so scared, he said he would no longer give a speech. But I don't trust him. He's always duplicitous. When is Glenn Beck giving a speech?
Right. Well, we haven't heard anything about that. We were pretty close up to the stage, and then they kicked everybody out from that front section, I guess to look back in after they filter their anti-American signs and T-shirts and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's right. They're saying you're not allowed to have anything criticizing Obama. Beck's people are. That's confirmed by the organizers. And absolutely, they're going to let select minions up so he can come up and then pose as the leader of what myself, Ron Paul, and the listeners of this show have literally built against tyranny. But the good news is, out there with the population of real activists, they're all learning the truth or already know the truth.
Right. Exactly. A lot of people here are very educated. They know what's going on. Here's one that says, no big government. I mean, there are signs everywhere, and they're all homemade signs. People are mad, and they're coming out here.
Now, listen, it's been confirmed the Army is spying on everybody there all over the country, just like in Dallas they did last year at the end of the Fed. It's also confirmed they've got state police out in plainclothes videotaping, but you can't miss them. Are you going to videotape some of those guys?
Well, if we see them, we'll videotape them. We're videotaping pretty much everything we see. We turned the cameras on when we got here just so we don't miss anything.
Well, no, I mean just in California with Roger Hedgecock and others, they've caught them, and it's made national news. So we need to show how they're not watching the borders. They're spying on patriots and have the Army on standby. Oh, my God, Americans are out protesting big government. That's un-American.
It's pretty crazy out here. But right now, it looks like they're done with some music, and it looks like they're letting people back in up front to the stage. But it looks like it's all American flags right now. There's a couple of other interesting-looking flags. I don't know. We're going to try to get up close and see what's going on. We're interviewing people right now. There's a lot of people out here, a lot of different groups passing out stuff. So it's good to see that people are taking action, not just sitting around.
All right. Good job, Rob. Are you going to be able to sit in with Burmese tonight since you were part of this on 9 to midnight?
Most likely. I'll sit in, or Jacobson will sit in. One of us will.
Yeah, you know, you do that. Maybe Rob can get a few video clips. Okay. Thank you, Rob, dude. All right. There he goes. Let's start the Donald Duck thing out to break. And, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, will kill the ads and keep playing the Donald Duck. But this is how it starts. It says, don't spend your money on yourself. Keep it all and give it to the government. Here it is.
Payday. Yes, payday. Millions of dollars pouring into the hands of the American worker. Now in the mind of the average worker live two separate personalities. One, the thrifty.
Wait a bit, laddie. You're going to save a bit of that, aren't you?
Sure.
Oftentimes, idle money burns a hole in your pocket, which brings out the other personality. The spendthrift.
Hi, big shot. Come on with me. I'll show you how to spend your dough.
Oh, boy.
I got a couple of good dates.
But, laddie, I've got some better deeds.
Important ones, too. When every American should pay his or her income tax gladly and proudly. This year, thanks to Hitler and Hirohito, taxes are higher than ever before. Will you have enough money on hand to meet your payments when they fall due?
We'll take care of that later. Forget it, forget it.
But you don't want to forget our fighting men, do you? Then you'll have to start saving right away to meet your tax payments.
Listen, chum. Spend it. It's your dough.
Yeah, it's my dough.
Aye, laddie. It's your dough. But it's your war, too. You must save for victory.
What's money for? Spend it. Shoot the works.
Nay, nay, you must save it. Spend. Save.
Spend, save, spend, save, spend, save, spend, save, spend, 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 spend,
Well, now what are you going to do? Spend for the Axis? Or save for taxes? Just remember, every dollar you spend for something you don't need is a dollar spent to help the Axis. That's right. And every dollar you sock away for taxes is another dollar to sock the Axis. For it is your taxes, my taxes, our taxes that run the factories. American factories, working day and night. Making guns, machine guns, anti-tank guns, long-range guns, 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 all kinds of guns. To blast the aggressors from the seas. Taxes for American factories. Working full blast, making planes. Bombers, dive bombers. Flying fortresses, interceptors. Stalk the birds of prey that fly by night. To bury the Axis. Taxes. Taxes for ships, battleships, battle cruisers, destroyers, all kinds of battle wagons. The Axis. Taxes to keep them flying. Taxes to keep them rolling. Taxes to keep them coming. Taxes to beat to earth the evil destroyer of freedom and peace. This is our fight. The fight for freedom. Freedom of speech. Of worship, freedom from want and fear. Taxes will keep democracy on the march.
Donald Duck runs up and gives his whole paycheck to the IRS at the end of it. He literally does. It's disgusting. For those that couldn't hear it on the radio, it was just it's pathetic. Meanwhile, they say taxes for liberty, taxes for free speech, taxes for religion. All of that's under attack now in the U.S. We're the big evil empire now. And Hitler ran identical stuff about pay your high taxes in Germany to fight the United States and England. And Hitler was certainly evil and bad, but the point is that the globalists created Hitler, and that's now on record. So they'd have a boogeyman. And they told him, oh, go ahead and take Europe, we're on your side. And that's why Hitler gave speeches saying, you've betrayed me, you said we had a deal. And that's on record. So they set that monster up. And then that's how they gave us our income tax. I mean, they had it on the books since 1913, but they just brought it in then. Okay, let's jam in a few quick calls here. Dave in Long Island, then Alicia and others. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, let me be brief, Alex. We just got back from a rally. It was outstanding. We read the Bill of Rights. Here's me doing the Ninth Amendment. It's about a 30-second audio clip, and just listen also to the response from the crowd. Here we go.
Numerous
Absolutely. So
listen to that response. From the Ninth Amendment is arguably the most powerful.
Exactly. So the neocons have tried to pile on and take over what we're doing. We simply go to all these rallies that are our people to begin with and further organize and say, now let's go set up Second Amendment groups. Let's set up national sovereignty groups. Let's set up jail the banker movements. Let's go to the End the Fed protest and just energize and energize, and we can arrest the New World Order. That's why their police state is in place, to try to stop us from ever bringing them to justice.
What out here is Hannity is looking for video from any rallies today. So anybody who has video, Hannity wants to be contacted. I'm not going to contact him, obviously.
Well, Hannity wants to show what he wants to show. Listen, Brandon. You just get a buy a copy, make copies of it, brother. Let's talk to Alicia. Take us out of here, Alicia, California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to know about you and to have you on our side.
Well, I'm grateful to have you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have a question. Kind of a weird situation that happened last night. Two sheriffs just walked into my home through my front door. They didn't knock. They didn't announce themselves. They just walked in.
Go to InfoWars.com, folks, if you want to hear this.